You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Can you bring
I'll hit the space bar. We'll all right, we're recording.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Go to the mic, asshole.
Yes.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? He's out. He got fired.
Where's Scopo?
I always try to keep it like a comic hand.
Move back to LA.
It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No direction. I love doing it.
Don't play sides of the coin.
That's how the host does, you idiot.
Do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might
Joe DeRosa got an hour, can you believe it?
You never know.
We're live.
You know what?
I'm a comedian.
Oh, boy. When do I start?
Whenever you're ready.
All right, we're started, everybody. Live. Welcome. These cans I have are like too good. It's too much.
Those are the ones they give you for free at Sirius.
Oh, is that right?
If you do the
Are you
show.
Serious?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, welcome to Tuesdays with Stories, folks. We got a bunch of guests here. We're recording it live. I'm just kidding, of course.
This Exchange Networks.
This is Joe List subbing in for Robert Kelly, who's having surgery today. He couldn't be here.
No, yes. He's not.
He's having his spleen removed. You didn't hear about this?
What?
No.
Emergency spleen
Get
surgery.
Out of here.
Yes.
No. He's
running. He asked me to explain everything to you guys. Oh, that was not scripted, believe it or not. Right off the top of the old nog.
But is he really having surgery?
No.
Oh, he's okay. On tour with Stavros. I'm sure he's bullying Stavros somewhere. Poor Stavros.
I mean, isn't it sad that it's likely that he's having surgery in my mind?
I bought it.
Yeah.
I believed it.
Someone's going to have to buy it. He's got insurance, I'm sure. But, yeah, filling in for Robert Kelly. Hell of a seat over here. It's a nice...
Yeah, so much room. I've never seen the shelf behind you.
It's very exciting to be over here, and it's an honor. And a lot of people think you're going to try to pull a coup on me, a mutiny, Luis J. Gomez. Yeah.
An Esther coup?
You think he knows
I'm
going to
just
is?
Not be funny and laugh a lot?
Luis, I would say, is the smartest. Besides Louis, if I was going to rank who the smartest people, I would say Louis Katz, one.
Louis very Thank smart.
Louis J. Gomez, two. Deepwood don't count because he's Indian. That's cheating.
That's like being able to say a fish is the best swimmer in the room.
Right. I would say
you
Louis
sure
Katz.
The smartest guy in the room?
Louis Katz, what? One. Louis Gomez, two. I would say Mark, three. And I would say Mike, I don't want to say distance fourth, but I want to definitely imply it.
I'm really not a bright guy.
That was very smart to admit it.
You have the look and voice and everything about a dum-dum.
Right. And I was always kind of like the youngest guy around, but now I'm not that young anymore, and there's no excuse to be so stupid.
Well, I don't think you're... Do you really think you're stupid?
Maybe a little. I don't know. I don't read or anything. I don't...
I think you suffer from... The accent, I think, hurts.
Yeah, that
hurts
doesn't help you.
But you're saying you legitimately don't really read. Do you watch the news?
No.
But that doesn't really make you smart. I'm talking about smarts. I'm not talking about intelligence.
Well, hold on. What are you saying? Are you saying, like, IQ level, or are you saying how...
I'm saying IQ level.
How much shit they know.
Yeah, I think I'm combining the two.
Trivia I'm pretty good at. I could probably...
I'm combining the two. Problem
so it's
solving,
how they use their knowledge.
A giant umbrella.
I like
knowledge, history, politics, all things considered.
I'd say that I'm the smartest in the room.
You think you're smarter than Louis Katz?
I don't care. You know what it is?
Really?
Here's my problem. Just any challenge I want to take. So I'm like, yes.
Which means you're dumb. That makes you dumber. But Louis, a lot of wisdom. You've been to how many countries have you visited?
A lot. Most of them. Most countries.
And countries is ridiculous.
Shut up.
That's ridiculous.
No,
that's a dumb thing to say.
I've been to a lot of countries, and I read stuff, so if that makes me smart, then yes, I can.
And you're the oldest.
Probably.
So that gives you a little more wisdom.
I've been to a lot of cunts.
Ah, nice.
Ooh, boy.
Who has time to read nowadays, though?
What do you mean? That's all I have is time. I have so much time. I work really hard as a comedian.
No, you
I
don't. Feel like not if you have a bunch of time to read.
No, that's stupid. That's a dumb
that's
thing to
say. That's not stupid. What are you talking about?
So how much time can you put into
comedy? Remember when Harry Potter started all being like 700 pages? That's when I stopped reading them.
Oh, you read them before that? I didn't know there was a before.
I read all seven books, and I'm going to read the new book.
Yeah, because you're smart. But back to the point, I can sit and write and listen to sets for an hour, hour and a half, which is more than 99% of comedians. Mm-hmm. And then I send an hour of emails.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's seven more hours
to my
sets.
That means you're not doing that much more with your career.
I'm working hard. That's hard work.
That's not hard work. Listening to your sets and sending
having
emails.
Having nine podcasts is hard work.
Yeah. That's all, but it is hard work.
I just nailed you, bro.
Well, no, I run a podcast network. I have two podcasts. I have a radio show.
That's radio career. You work hard on your radio career.
I write scripts. I fucking go to acting classes.
You go to acting classes?
Well, I'm not in one right now, but I do, yeah.
Oh, I took acting classes.
I got to do that.
Yeah.
I think I'm working pretty hard. I think I'm putting out a lot of stuff. I'm doing a lot of TV, a couple albums, the whole thing. I'm on the road.
I think you're lazy.
And a lot of time, I'm definitely lazy, for sure. I'm saying I work harder than a lot.
But you listed 2 hours worth of work in your day, and you're complaining about having all the time in the world to read. Of course you have all the time in the world
to read.
I'm not
complaining.
I think his point was
that
he gets burnt out. After you can only do so many hours of these things, some of these things.
My point is that comedy, if you're just doing stand-up, working at a stand-up, you have a lot of free time. That's the benefit of doing comedy. That's what's great about it.
I go to sporting events.
I travel. I have sex.
I think, well, that all sounds fun, but I think those are the good old days of stand-up. I feel like I get up, I work all day till I sleep, and that's every fucking day.
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll send you guys my bank account. Writing I'm doing
packets.
Fine with my 2 hours a day.
I mean, packets.
Well, I figure, like, these days I feel like you have, at least with me, it's like I have stand-up and then whatever. That's, like, my first job.
I have to harass female comics on Facebook.
So you guys are just swamped all day long.
Yeah.
Like, today,
Mark
and I recorded some advertisements for our podcast. We had a phoner with a TV producer.
It went pretty well.
And I sat down. I wrote some jokes. I still took the train here. That's 45 minutes. Yeah. I read on the train.
Well, no, that's the time
I'm saying
where you
that's
can
all
read.
Work. You've worked all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've worked all day, but I have time to read and go to the movies.
What are you reading?
I'm reading Bruce Springsteen's book. It's unbelievable.
You did not have time to go to the movies today, you fucking jerk
off. Not today, but I go all the time.
Going to the movies is part of the job because you're trying to write movies sometimes.
All right, so now I realize we're bending fucking things here. Well, so is sex. I have jokes about so is sex.
Like
and
part
so
of the
is
job. Like a bad accountant.
Dude, sleeping is part of the job.
You got to put things in to write things out, man. You got to live life a little bit. But, right, I mean, you in the commute, there's especially in New York, there's always time to read on the subway.
Yeah,
so
that's when you read.
You have time to read.
I agree. So you should be reading more, Mike.
I was reading a ton until I figured out I could download games on my phone.
Oh, boy, that's bad news. That's a trap.
Yeah, you don't want the games. Mm-hmm. That's why. But I don't watch any shows. Most of you guys probably watch at least 3 shows that you watch.
I don't.
I don't watch shows.
I just watched my first show. It was exciting to watch a show the way people
Stranger
watch.
Things?
Yeah, I watched because I never watched anything serialized before, so I had no idea what it was like to watch everything in like a few sittings.
It's fun.
It's fun, but it's also like, man, they stretch this shit out forever. Like little thing will happen in one episode, and then like, well, that's you got your little thing.
That
on
was
to
it.
The next episode.
Yeah, that's a problem with that new black guy superhero show. Is it's
OJ?
When you're dealing with superheroes, like especially Marvel. You want like fast paced, like balls to the wall. Right. It's like I see that Marvel thing, and I'm just expecting a fast pace. And this, like, literally, like he'll get shot once an episode, and like walk through it. And you're like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all the action the whole episode.
Luke Perry, what's it called?
Luke Cage.
Luke Cage. I literally saw the hashtag. I thought it was a shooting victim because everyone was like, oh boy, Luke Cage. I was like, oh, there's another one.
Oh yeah, but he lived.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. Like the amount of images of black people being shot to death in the show. If you're a white guy, it's pretty awesome.
Well, we're in the minority though. Every fucking comedian I know watches every show. Breaking Bad, they were all over. The Sopranos, Yabba Doodas, all those shows. Well, whatever show.
All right.
All those big shows, every comedian's talking about, they have bits about.
Who's the boss?
Mike Lawrence, nobody thinks he's lazy. Nobody would call Mike Lawrence lazy, but he's seen every fucking movie and TV show. Where's he getting the time?
True.
If you work a ton, you should have 3 hours of nothing.
I mean, I watch it late at night when I'm going to bed. I'll watch a TV show. That's when I'll get to watch one
UFC,
show.
UFC? You're watching all kinds of UFC?
Yeah, but that's literally my job.
But I think we get weird if we don't work. We have to work. Or else we start drinking. You'll smoke weed all day. Yeah. You get kooky. You get a little nutty. You got to work.
Cocaine? Yeah. What'd you say?
Kooky.
Kooky?
What I'm saying is, most Americans have a job that goes from 8 to 5, plus the commute. So they're gone from 8 to 6. Then they have kids. They got to get home, start making dinner. They don't have time to read.
I've realized that because I'm home with my kid during the day. It's like parents go to work like 8 o'clock to 5, 6 p.m. They get home by 7. The kid goes to bed like an hour later. Yeah. Nobody's raising their fucking kids. It's fucking crazy. how little time people are spending with their children.
I never saw my parents till I was 31. I mean, it's crazy. They never were around when I was a kid.
But
never.
You're putting in time with your kid, minus your 7 podcasts that you're doing.
Well, no, I mean, I spend a few hours a day with my kid. I guess that's another reason why I don't have a ton of time.
Yeah.
Parenting. Think about all the times you're parenting.
But I work while I parent.
The other thing is,
he'll close my computer on me. I just want to fucking punch him in the ribs.
Sounds sad.
My mom had to take my autistic brother to therapy a lot when we were younger, and like my grandmother would be home. And one time in kindergarten, I shit my pants, and my mom wasn't there. My grandmother was there, and she had to clean up after me. I remember thinking, like, you shouldn't have to do this. Mom should be here.
Did you shit your pants at home or at school?
At school. I shit my pants at like 1 o'clock, and then I didn't tell anybody.
Good for you.
And nobody ever found out. It's still one of my biggest accomplishments.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Giver's seen some volume. He's lower than everybody.
So you're better at shitting your pants than you are at making love.
Yeah.
I wet the bed at a friend's house. I was a real bedwetter. Yeah. Slept at a friend's house, wet the bed. We had summer camp the next day. Went to summer camp the whole day. Piss soaked and hid it from everyone. It was the hardest day of my life. Wow. People like try to hug
me. Did anyone like catch on or anything?
Nobody. They were like, come play football, tackle. I was like, I can't tackle.
Did you two and a half hours is a long time to have a load in your pants.
Yes.
That's way harder to say stuff.
That's way harder.
Would you do the trick where you're like, oh, the new fashion is to tie your sweatshirt around the front? Like, that's the cool thing to do.
Ah.
Everyone's doing that.
Crisscross.
If peeing your pants is cool, I'm Miles Davis.
Me and my buddy used to jerk off into his pool a ton.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
And watch it swim everywhere.
We used to swim everywhere.
Did you stand over it and jerk off in it? Or
no, we were like in the pool jerking off together. And and this is when I first started coming. So it would literally float around. The amount of cum that was in this guy's pool.
It was a kiddie pool.
Wait, who said that? You or you?
So how much time, I want to get back to this. So how much time are you spending stand-up?
Well, here,
writing,
are you still
listening
doing
to things?
I really don't listen really at all anymore.
So we're not writing,
I never really
what's your method then? You just kind of in and
my method is I write on social media. Usually I'll write shit on social media and then I'll take that to the stage and I'll try to turn that into stand-up.
Right.
Typically anything that, like, I'll write it down or I'll write it in my phone, like, during the day if I'm just walking around. And if it's really funny or if I think I can make it into a tweet or something, I'll tweet it out. And then I try to put that on stage. And that's typically my process now to write stand-up.
Right.
I spend a lot of time freaking out about it.
Yeah.
You know, you just
obsess. Now, are you listening
really
to sets?
Anything. Here and there. I should do it more than I do. But I think it is helpful.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I listen
to
mistakes.
When I'm doing new stuff or when there's something I was trying out. You know, it's important. And sometimes, you know what? You know, there's that weird, mysterious thing where, like, a joke's working, it's working, it's working, and then it just stops working?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The tapes know the answer.
The tapes,
like, if you listen to the tapes, you can figure out what you're doing if you're really careful about it.
I used the N-word there. Shouldn't have done that.
But so it helps to listen to things. But you know what I think you're talking about a lot is there's this, like, a kind of a freelancer's paradox where freelancers should have more free time.
Already
because
smarter
than
me.
You're constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're number two, bro.
He's just a freelancer's paradox. Yeah.
You know what but that's something he read. He's repeating something he read.
Something I made up. I made it up. I'm serious. I made it up.
Listen back to this and see if it worked.
It's not going to work because no one here knows what a paradox is.
A freelance
paradox. I saw Back to the Future.
All right, so you know what it means.
Because I had a lot of free time. I kept watching it over and over again.
Yeah, I saw them at Ozfest 98.
Back to the Future?
It.
Freelance paradox.
Oh.
Paradox.
Paradox, I think he just meant that's a better name.
Is that a Pantera?
Just fucking go with it.
It's a fake band.
Who cares?
You think you have more free time. Because you should have more free time because it's flexible, but because you're constantly having to hustle up work, you have no free time. So if someone with a 9-to-5 actually has way more free time, because at 5 o'clock they're done, they're clocked out.
Do whatever they
we're
want.
We're never clocked out. We're working constantly.
That's true. Yeah, and I think it's also why no matter how much money you make on anything, you always feel like it's not enough.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all right, the amount of time that I've put into this not making money off of everything, podcasts, writing stand up, performing, doing whatever. When you finally get something, you're like, dude, if I broke this down by like hourly what
wage,
I put into it, it's
like $9 an hour.
It's insane. I wish it was $9 an hour. Are you crazy?
Man.
Yeah. Making money
but
all day.
Like pennies. You get a check for like $1,000 and you're like, well, this has to last me like 9 years now.
But also, I think that's you're choosing to not check out. What is it? Check out? What is it called again?
Paradox?
No. What is the one? Check out?
Clock out.
Clock out. I clock out all the time. I mean, you got to choose to clock out.
By the way,
I work on stuff.
Is so much smarter than everybody in this room.
But I think I'm smarter right now because I clock out.
You couldn't even think of the term clock. walk out, you dummy.
I couldn't remember his term. That's not short-term memory doesn't imply intelligence. But yeah, he's smarter than me. Oh yeah, I forgot to put my include myself.
I'm
ranking.
So impressed with this.
The Freelancer's Paradox.
I forgot the name of it already. It's like yeah. It's like a book title.
Great Coolio song.
If you were that smart, you would clock out and enjoy your life.
No. I mean, it's like, yeah, there's, I mean, you talk about smart. It's such a weird thing to measure. It's ephemeral, you know what I mean? So it doesn't.
Whoa.
It's sorry,
effeminate? What? You call me effeminate, bro? I ain't no fag, dude.
You get a thesaurus in you.
Well, it's like, it's kind of like that.
Mike knows the word thesaurus.
That was pretty good.
He thinks it's a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. Dinosaur joke. But I feel like in New York, I'm wiped all day, so busy, and then yeah. I get on the road, I'm like, shit, I got nothing to do. I'm just sitting in Cincinnati, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I'm also you work harder than all of us. I'm not motivated to write on the road. Like, I'm in a hotel room for some reason, I cannot sit down and work on anything.
You got to do that hotel whacking.
Yeah, a lot of whacking. Oh, my God. So much whacking.
The amount that I jerk off in hotel rooms.
You know what's the best is when they give you a room with two beds by accident, and then you just have a jerk off bed. You jack off on the spare bed. That is awesome.
Adrienne Appalucci has a joke about that, but eating. She says the eating bed.
Oh, she eat? Oh, yeah. Well, that's her jacking off in the hotel room.
Yeah. It's
still glazed.
You feel like a king or something.
I just started to try a rule because I had a sharp shooting pain in my dick. And
Was
I
it gone?
Some, yeah, it went gone.
Oh, good.
It went gone. I guess I'm number five.
Yeah, you're on the bottom.
It went gone. But I was doing a little research on the shooting pain in my dick, and it happens for people that use tubes to extend their dick. Like that, you know those.
Are you doing that?
Dick extend? No, but I do jerk off raw, so I'm just tugging on my dick.
I go raw, dry rub. You mean
it's crazy?
Yeah, dry rub. So you're just pulling, and then you're like there's tendons and veins in there. So I'm just jerking on like tendons.
You're
and
literally pulling. You should be like lightly stroking, man. Have you?
No, I like to rip that shit. I grip it and rip it. I got a lot of free time.
Joe's never made a woman wet.
What do you mean?
So that's the most.
What are you talking about?
I mean, have any of us?
What are you guys talking about? A pussy gets wet.
I thought you were talking about jerking off. When does the pussy come in?
Yeah. Lauren's wet right now.
But I'm so happy there's no women here.
Lauren's a woman.
I hosted the show last week, and Scobo's like, we got to have a chick. And it's like.
You got Lauren.
Like, on YKWD, why do we need to have some fucking equality movement? It's ridiculous.
Hello, boys. It's me, Kelly Pastuca.
You had to put the name in so we knew what you were doing. I thought you were doing Jack the Ripper.
I don't know who that was.
Hello, hello.
Mary Poppins.
It's like when there's a commercial with like a low-level celebrity that has to say, "Fucking, this is Rich Voss."
I'm Tom Bosley.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even introduce everybody. I should have introduced.
You're a terrible host. Yeah. This is why they said there's going to be a coup.
Dude, this is. I've done such a spectacular hosting.
It's going to be a haiku.
Everyone is evenly spoken.
Can you spell coup?
We ranked it all. This is all free form.
C O U P E.
That's a car.
That's a coupe.
It's a coupe. I love that car. Anyways.
Is that not a coup? How do you spell coup?
Take the E off.
C-O-U-P, yeah.
Ah, fuck.
See,
I thought there was an X in there.
I thought there was an X.
All right, hold on. Spelling is only one aspect of how smart you were. Introduce everybody. Sorry.
Yeah. I didn't say you weren't smart. I think that Lewis might be a smarter guy.
Thanks.
Let's do a contest. How do you figure this out?
Better hustler.
I'm a hustler, baby.
No, that's I'm unquestionably a better hustler.
Than Mark?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Hustle like trick people or hustle like jogging?
He works really hard.
He starts. I could never start a podcast network. I don't want to.
Yeah.
But I could never like figure. I don't want to figure that shit out. I couldn't do it.
But you're doing nine spots a night.
You work hard in a different way. But we would all do nine spots a night.
What do you mean?
We would all do that.
Yep.
If we could. Like, if I got booked on nine spots a night, I would do them.
He worked to get to that spot.
No, but that's not what you're. That's not the hard work. The hard work is that he became a great comedian. People wanted to put him on that much. So I'm saying, like.
No, I choose not to do. I don't want to do more than two spots.
Okay, well, you're a lazy fucking Jew.
I'm not lazy. I'm not working as hard.
I think I cap out at two spots a night, though, too. I think after that, it's kind of like.
Yeah, so he's working
harder.
Weekends?
What?
You know the weekends?
Well, honestly, like you're saying, man, if they would book me, I would be doing all the spots.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's.
But I did notice. But that's for money, and really, I feel like I get the work done. Maybe two.
You're right. I agree with that.
Three spots as much, and then it's the, then I'm like, I don't know. It's just I start hating stand-up, and it's bad.
Oh, really? I don't have that. I enjoy it.
Would you write on stage?
I do all the time.
I don't write on stage as much. I'm starting to do more now, and I think that's what... If you write on stage, then it's like, the more stage time, the better. How could you ever get bored?
What do you mean by write on stage?
Well, I write off
stage. He sits there and just writes. Poems, whatever it is, as well.
It's bad for the crowd, but it's good for me. I enjoy it.
It's just Mark silently sitting there.
I have a feather quill.
He's not even writing jokes. He's writing letters to his girlfriend.
I have a candle. Don't heckle me. I'm writing.
I think there's people in Brooklyn that do that, and then there's other people in the back. And like, he's great.
Probably, yeah.
I think there is people like that.
That's funny.
That's Louis Katz over there. Say hi so they know your dumb voice there, your Jew.
Smart voice.
Very smart voice. You shut your fucking face.
That's Louis Katz. What have you done? You've been on... Half hour? You did a half hour?
Yeah. Evening.
And you did Fallon way back?
Fallon, half hour, HBO, other things.
I like making people list their own credits. It's fun.
That's nice. Brag a little.
Yeah. Louis Katz over there. And then we have Mike Racine, who just did his second Conan.
Woo! With the red jacket, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot.
Thanks.
Hell of a Conan. Do you feel good about it?
Yeah, I feel good.
Good.
Couple applause breaks.
Yeah.
I've read the YouTube comments, though.
You can't.
I do the same.
What did they say?
You know, it's just like...
Well, what's like the common one? Like, what's
faggot.
Everyone like?
Yeah, faggot.
This guy's the fifth dumbest guy in the room.
Yeah. Any ear comments?
No, but I
no
did.
No ears.
For the first one.
Is that a jab at me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's all I get is, who's this fag with the earlobes?
Yeah, but these ears.
No, earlobes? I mean. What's with your earlobes?
Mine are connected.
Yeah, he's got alien ears.
Oh, my God.
You got Paltrow ears. But these ears, look at these.
They just big. Oh, they come out, yeah. You got some wings there.
Looks like there's stuff hanging from the top of them.
I got it.
He's just bats.
Well, it was a great Conan. The first one was amazing. Second one was also good.
Thanks. Oh,
I'm kidding. It was great. Jeez. Lewis?
What's up, bro?
Let them know. Let them know who you are, dog.
You might have heard me on my radio show, The Countdown, on Sirius XM Rush 93. You might have seen me for 9 seconds on NBC's Last Comic Standing.
Oh, yeah.
You might have, if you lived in, like, 4 or 5 different regions in this country. You might have caught my set on Access TV's Gotham Comedy Live.
People watch that. I think more people watch that than watch, like, Corden.
I'm not done, Joe. Maybe this past season of Comedy Knockout, you would have seen me. Or Black and White on A&E.
But let's be honest. These people, they know you.
Yeah.
They know what's going on here.
Or maybe possibly you've seen my other podcast, the Legion of Skanks podcast on the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah. Let's not... talk about how popular that pod is.
It's very popular. I think we've exceeded the popularity of YKWD.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of exceeding the popularity of this podcast, to your left is Mark Norman.
Hey, Tuesdays with Stories. You might have heard me on Conan as well, Colbert. I don't know.
How many Conans you've done?
Big four.
Isn't that crazy? You've spent 20 minutes on Conan.
Wow, that's true.
That's pretty wild.
Never thought about
that. I was thinking about that with, what's his toes? Jake Johansson did 5 albums worth of Letterman sets.
How many is that?
Wow.
He did 45 sets.
45. Wow. Man.
So he's done 5 albums worth of late nights.
And that's crazy. Knows who he is.
Yeah.
No. Isn't that a bummer?
It is. But a bunch of people know who he is, but not...
Deepu?
What are we talking about again?
There you go.
And then Lauren's over there. And then, what's your name again? Sorry.
Dave Neal, how are you?
Oh, I didn't realize they gave you a mic. Dave. Sorry. I would have brought you into this.
Yeah. He's the lead singer of Megadeth.
That's Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
I'm visiting from
good
Los Angeles.
Good metal knowledge.
Thanks, Lewis. I know a lot.
Staying at Doug Key's house. I know you guys know you.
Oh, no, Doug Key. I got to talk to Doug Key. I got to trick me over here. What?
No.
Don't say that. What is
that's
that?
Doug funny.
Why did you say that?
I'm kidding. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe there's an accusation.
Can't spread this shit. We'll get Alison Klempin here. Yeah. Say date rape 3 times.
And so, Dave,
appears.
You're visiting?
Sorry?
You're visiting?
Yeah.
What an awesome way to date rape a chick. If you just say it 3 times, she appears and you get to date rape her.
What's that, Neil?
Ellen DeGeneres. I got a crush. Yeah.
You like
Doug
her?
Doug took my old apartment when I lived here. So I go back and stay with him.
Oh, wow.
And I used to do stand up here, but I'm a couple years younger in the scene than you guys.
Oh, cool.
Big fan of Tuesdays with Stories, Legion of Skanks.
Oh, yeah. Fucking A, dude. Hell yeah, man. I was about to call you gay. Thank you for saying
well,
that.
Lewis, you got in a big beef on my comment thread a few weeks ago with
ooh.
The chick.
What chick? What happened on your thread?
Some girl who said, like, comics should have to pay to submit to comedy festivals.
Oh, yeah. I started arguing with this fucking bitch.
yeah, you showed her.
Yeah.
No, somebody tagged me on it.
I tagged you into it.
Oh, you were the one who tagged me into it.
I knew you were going to, like, speak for comics.
You really did.
I like
just
your work
fucking...
in the 9/11 thread, too.
Yeah, dude, I fucking...
That's
I
a
really,
lot of range.
For no reason. By the way, I'm talking about how hard I work. I'm doing nothing but just arguing with people on Facebook all day.
That seems most comics. You read Facebook, yeah. It's just angry.
It's just
comics.
Way too much.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm watching movies while other people are fucking commenting on shit.
Don't you think it's maybe... I mean, I feel like I should do more on Facebook. Like, man, no. Some people seem like they're really funny, and it's like they're always there, and then other people think they're funny. And then
it's such an insular world.
It's too insular. Really reach whoa, 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 tweeting whoa, whoa, whoa. Is better, I think.
Insular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have just second
it's
place,
a, maybe.
Dude.
It's like a sixth grade. The key to your sentence was moron.
What?
You said I should do more on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's the key. Moron.
Hold on, where's the bandana?
Oh, it's right here.
Joe, you got it.
He's got it already.
Tie it a little tighter. Yeah, no, I think since Kurt Metzger's been missing in action, I've really taken the places of the best on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? What about Nick Mull?
Yeah, Nick
he's
Mullen.
Okay.
He's good. You know what's kind of funny?
I think he's overrated, to be honest, on Facebook.
I like Micah and Janelle. They're pretty funny.
Micah's funny.
Who's you're Micah? Really
Micah Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
Fox,
funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right. I don't know.
I think I'm better than all these people.
I waste
by
my
the way.
Time. But my thing is, I'm reading all of it. I'm just not contributing.
I'm reading a lot.
Tim
of it.
Dillon also. Tim Dillon.
Oh, Tim Dillon. He doesn't know what my
he jumped the shark. I used to think he was great. It's just too
oh,
much.
He went too far. You
yeah.
Think?
Too much.
Mm.
It's too much. Tim Dillon. We get it, Tim. Everyone's poor.
Right. I just think it's hard. Like, are people coming to see you because your Facebook comments? I mean, how valuable is this time on
but
Facebook?
But it's a connection with your fans. They feel like they
is
can
it?
Comment. Yeah, yeah, I feel like it is, yes.
But you cap out at 5,000 friends.
Exactly. That's
so
why Twitter's
like,
better.
You're really gonna,
and
yeah.
Half of them are comics.
And I post the same shit on Twitter. I just
think
fucking
it's Snapchat, guys. I think that's
the big one, but we're all too old for that.
I like Instagram. But here's the thing. Like, how connected do you need to be to your fans? I put out a podcast, and I do stand-up. I don't want to be chatting with fans. No offense to them.
You want
to
go the bare minimum. I get it. You're the guy who comes in. You check in exactly when you're supposed to check in. You check out exactly when you're supposed to check out.
I think
no,
that we...
Or maybe it's more about, like, doing the art that we're supposed to
I'm
focus on.
I'm a fucking
on,
artist.
All the bullshit.
Oh,
yeah, but I think times have changed.
Guess what? Now you're not as smart as Mike Racine. And I'm number two.
I'm just saying...
I don't know. I thought
no,
that was good.
I agree that you need to do all... You do have to do all this stuff. But I'm saying I get why you don't want to, and I don't think that's clocking out. I think it's like,
but
man...
You think...
Like focused on what you should... But really, we should all be focused on.
To be successful, you have to comment back and forth with fans and respond. I mean, here's a little guy maybe you heard of. No Twitter, no Facebook, no Instagram. Maybe you heard his name before. Louis C.K.? Ever hear of him?
You can't.
Yeah, but you're naming
you
the biggest comic
ever. You can't count
ever.
People from
exactly.
That
exactly.
You can't count people that got famous in another era. It's a different time now. And you how you got to put
still famous.
You got to build a following.
He stays famous.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But he's got a TV show also. Let's not forget
that. Building a following
with
the podcast.
TV show. He broke through with old media. And most of those people you're talking about broke through with old media. They did that.
But so if you get a TV show, you're not going to be on Facebook writing bullshit.
Well, the thing is, nowadays, people have TV shows and no one even knows who the fuck they are or what their TV show is.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit.
Like, also, like, but
it has to be a big fucking hit to make an impact.
It drives me out of my mind when I see somebody that has 2,000 Twitter followers and they're verified. It makes me want to punch my screen.
People get mad about verified. You got to go to therapy for a day. You got to get over the verified. That should not have any effect on your life.
It doesn't make me mad that I'm not verified because I don't have that many Twitter followers. It just makes me furious when I see somebody who has 2,000.
Wait, it's a check mark.
You don't have 2,000? You got 7
No, I got 15,000.
All right, good. All right, yeah. But
I'm doing okay.
Mark and I don't comment back and forth on Facebook. Occasionally, I'll say a show. I don't do any Facebook. We just get recognized in the street.
Yeah, baby.
All the everywhere I go. We got people coming out. I'm not Facebooking people. Yeah. I got a podcast. They can hear me for an hour on there. They can hear me right now.
Yeah, maybe all the social media stuff is just like a substitute for doing the work.
Well, there's a lot of that for sure. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a lot of people who
get better and better at stand-up.
They legit get jobs off of there.
That's true.
Some do.
They're called women.
That's an insane way to hire somebody or to get a job, I think. But yeah, that's crazy to me. But I don't want those jobs. I'm not looking to get those jobs.
I think you're just doing it a different way. Not everybody has an album. Not everybody, you know, not everybody sells their album on the road. Not everybody has a t-shirt. People do different things, so I don't think there's one wrong way or one right way. But
I'm saying a better way is to do your podcast, work on the stand-up, Yeah, but I think everyone's, as opposed to going,
I feel like working on stand-up, that's getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth. No shit. You have to do that. We're not going to pat ourselves on the back for doing fucking spots. We're supposed to do spots every night. We're supposed to be writing jokes every night. Bare minimum. So it's the extra shit that you do that I think is going to make the difference between you making a lot of money or being very successful in this business or not. You, Joe, you're an exceptional comedian.
Thank you.
Still, hold on. It took you 17 years to get where you're at right now and
16.
To have the recognition that you have.
This guy.
But I'm saying there are guys that are coming up in a digital age and they're taking advantage of the tools that they have available to them that are also funny.
But here's my thing. Here's my thing. Some of these people, I'm not naming names or anybody, but some of these people, maybe they're working on, they're building their thing with Facebook comments and posts and trolling or whatever, and then they get the fan base. Now they have a fan base. I want to go see that guy. What's he going to do? Type statuses? He's got to do an hour
now. Well, yeah,
some
people he's going to fall on his face.
So those people are also legit comedians, and some of them aren't, and you know who
and
they are.
And I love when that comes through. I love when these podcast people who are great, and then they go on stage, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, they're terrible. Yeah. Well, look at Bob Kelly. Bob Kelly's a great example of a great comedian who's ahead of the curve on every type of media and every type of he was doing podcasting before everybody. He was doing the video podcasting before everybody. Website, application, all the social media things that everyone does, he has before everybody else, but he's still a solid comic.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm just questioning how valuable use of time getting in Facebook wars is.
That's all bullshit.
That's
somebody
not
gets
valuable.
Raped and they go all over the place. Fuck that. But also, you're not a joke.
People got raped in the 90s. It was fine.
Yeah. We didn't all need to wait. Some of us are here from a rape. My mom was raped.
Shit.
What you're not counting is that your podcast is a form of social media.
Yeah, it is.
So that's your contribution.
Man, this guy.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not against social media. I mean, I'm on social media. I'm talking about Facebook, fucking the Facebook posting.
But I'm just saying that's how you're doing the outreach. So you're doing the thing. You're like,
right.
Is it really necessary? Can't you just concentrate on your act? Well, you are doing that, and you're also transmitting something to your fans on a regular basis.
But I think what I'm taking issue with is you're like can't stand connected with the fans. I'm like, I'm putting out a show. The show is
Here's the thing. I have a different connection with my fans because I'll fucking actually have a conversation with them on things.
You'll actually make them drive you to gigs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do. By the way, that's just a different form of fucking
internship
marketing. No, slavery.
But that's not even career. That's not even career wise. That's personality wise.
No, you're right.
You're a fun
right.
guy who's like, come pick me up. It'll be crazy.
Yeah.
Bobby does that too. Bobby goes fishing with people.
Dude, I try to pitch that to Comedy Central.
Fans?
He goes fly fishing with a fan.
I try to pitch that to Comedy Central, and I had a guy drive me. I had a guy drive me, and we did it on Periscope. And I just tweeted, I was like, "Hey, I got to be picked up here. Drop me off here." And we just talk shit. We smoke a blunt in the car, and then they drive me. So I had the guy waiting in the lobby for Comedy Central. My management was like, "Oh, dude, it'll be great. Have him wait for you." And I pitched this to them. Dude, they looked at me like they couldn't have been any more scared for the building security.
That's not a bad idea. I like that.
I think it was a great idea too.
You could web series that.
Yeah, I think so too. But it was. Yeah, I don't know that, but that's the thing. It's just utilizing these different tools in different ways. You're just doing it your way.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I'm just talking about.
I don't think you can't hate on somebody that's.
I'm having a discussion about it.
But putting all this effort into making like Instagram videos and your story and stuff, I don't know. That just seems like the biggest waste of time.
I have a theory that if I just dropped literally everything else, stand up, writing scripts, all that shit, and just focus on social media for like a year, I just want to know what would happen. I think something would happen. I think I would make money somehow.
I think you'd just kind of fall off the earth.
But eventually,
I think you would, yeah. I mean, the stand-up is your thing.
I don't understand how, like, people, like Mike Lawrence has a show on Snapchat, like a 10-second show, and I'm like, hey, what? That's like a thing? Somebody's just paying you to do a show for a minute or whatever?
That's huge.
It's crazy to me.
Lawrence does all the thing. He's posting on Facebook all the time. He'll get into it. He's tweeting all the time. He's working the thing. Yeah. But you tweet 10 times a day every day.
I do 3 jokes a day. That's like a thing I do.
Really? Right.
Yeah. Just for, kind of for fun and just to keep you fresh.
Do you build up every day? Do you get new followers?
All the time. Really? All the time. I think it pays off. If I don't tweet, people are like, hey, where's that tweet?
Really?
Yeah, so it helps.
Yeah,
so
I don't think.
And like Michelle Wolf did that. She was tweeting all day and all night.
For years.
I mean, it's amazing. And quality stuff, too.
Yeah.
I'm not poo-pooing what anyone's doing. I'm just having a discussion about it. I get paid to
live tweet the UFC events for SiriusXM.
Oh, there you go.
If Michelle could find like a robot to eat her pussy, she'd be like unstoppable.
I think I only half get it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but I love it. It's funny.
Yeah, it's like she doesn't date or anything.
So she's working. I see.
Now she's a hard worker. She's working incredibly hard all day.
Harder than all of us. She's a fucking monster.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
But you two are like that.
Huh?
You two are like that, are you not?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to raise a kid.
I'm working nonstop from when my eyes open to when my eyes close.
Like, yeah, if I focus, like I'm trying to get a new apartment right now, and if I focus any time on that, I feel guilty and I feel nervous, I get anxiety because I'm not working on stand-up or comedy.
But to me, personally, I'm not saying you. I'm not trying to sway you and say I'm better than you or I'm doing it better. I'm just saying, what's the point of being a comic?
Listen,
if you're not taking
stop.
Advantage of all the free time and enjoying yourself, living life.
That's a good question, but I think it'll pay off later. Like, work hard now, enjoy later.
Well, when are you going to enjoy, though?
We have no money.
Well, I go on the road. I'm going to enjoy ourselves. I had a blast in Cleveland. I went to restaurants all day.
There's so much downtime on the road that, like, I feel guilty about the downtime.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm on the road.
On the road, it's different.
And we go on the road enough. I mean, I'm at least once a month. You guys go on the road a shit ton.
Yeah.
But I'm like on the road probably once a month, at least a one night or once a month. So I get a lot of downtime there. And then, I mean, I don't know. I've worked since I was 11 years old. Literally, I've had a job always, continuously since I was 11 years old. I've never not worked. I was buying my school clothes from the time I was 12 on. Like I was every, I stopped. You know, my mom stopped like supporting me in that part of my life when I was very young. So I've just always had it in me to be industrious, and like time is money. So every time that I'm not working, I feel like, holy shit, I could be doing something that could possibly turn into something bigger and more money.
Right. For me personally, if I work too much, I get burned out and I'm not funny anymore. I'm just staring at a sheet of paper going,
really?
I gotta turn it off and go try to get laid and go on a date.
Go be a person.
I'm also trying to be, and I'm not saying you guys aren't, I'm trying to be a good husband and son. I want to go see my family. I want to go hang out with these people. Yeah. I want to be a good citizen.
I think you're more balanced than us.
All that's true. It's smart. And you remember I was saying, like, that's your social media thing is the podcast. The cool thing about that is it's limited. The time that you spend on it is whenever the time you record it, and then you're out.
Well, the other great thing about that and this is we're hanging out right now. This is also social time. We're getting to know each other.
Well,
we're exchanging
also,
thoughts
you say,
and ideas.
Why do you do this? Why would you choose a comedian if you're not going to take advantage of all the free time? That's what you just named right there. Our job is fucking awesome. Our whole social lives are built into our job. We're constantly around our friends. Like, a night out, if I was going on a date with a chick, it was like, I would rather sit in, order in some food, watch a fucking movie, you know, do what we do. Going out, I do that every single night of my life already.
Yeah.
So when you ask why you do this, it's like, no, it's awesome. Like, you're right. Everything that we do is kind of awesome. Even when you're writing a script, which is kind of, it's a lot of work, or if you're submitting a writing packet, you get that gratification of finishing it and being like being proud of something. It's like literally that's the artistic side of it.
And I don't know about reads
the,
it.
Yeah, the packet thing, I don't get that anymore. A script
fuck
is one
the
thing.
Packets. I'm done with
I don't
packets.
Really, I've only really? Submitted
yeah.
two packets in my life.
Unless you know, like, Colin Jost or somebody could help you out. But, other than that, it's fucking waste time. But my, like, I've dated girls and they're like, oh, I'm so jealous of you. You have all this free time. You're just fucking around all day. And I'm like, you do way less work than me. These girls are sitting on a fucking computer Facebooking 9 to 5.
Right.
It's insane. They shop and shit.
Two things. One thing, I just feel like sometimes we get too inside baseball. A packet, these shows, there'll be a show will develop, and then they wouldn't need writers, so they have all the managers and agents have their clients submit some sort of writing submission.
Yes.
Or a show that's already reads those,
And I roll it up and I beat my kid with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think I've read multiple articles that say, for what it's worth, I mean, it's kind of counter what we just discussed, but most people's regrets at the end of their lives, elderly people, their regret is working too much and not enjoying
spending
their lives
their
and spending time.
But what if you like to work?
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's
it. I enjoy working. I enjoy my job. I enjoy
And this is why you're not in a relationship.
Probably.
Yeah.
A relationship is, they suck.
But you're one of the few people I've met that works harder than anyone I know and is enjoying life more than anyone I know.
Life.
It's a rare, human being.
All right, I'll take it.
Well, you're special, buddy.
Yeah, but you're also talking about guys. Let's not. I know we're too like in the game. Like, you guys are doing particularly well. You know what I'm saying, Mark? You're fucking killing it for comics. You know what I'm saying? You're most comics.
Yeah, there's like eight comics doing better than you.
Are fighting?
What?
Well, no, most comics are fighting a much different fight.
I feel bad talking about this with Louis here. This feels unfair.
But you get what I'm saying? Obviously, Mark's enjoying life. He's killing it.
That's not true. That's not true, though. There's a lot of miserable
people. Better than Mark.
Well, first of all, that's not true. There's a lot of miserable people. Richard Jenny was making tons of money. He killed himself.
Geraldo.
I mean, Greg Giraldo was killing it. He killed himself. Just because you're successful doesn't mean you're happy and enjoying life.
That's the problem with stand-ups is ever since, it's like Eddie Murphy set the bar and Steve Martin, you know what I mean? It's like, and for a lot of comics, I feel like it's like if they're not reaching that, they feel like they haven't done what they
want
to do. And I think,
I don't want that at all. I want Segura's career, somebody like that.
Yeah, that's a great career.
It's not fair to say, of course, he's happy he's doing well. I mean, that's there's people that are doing better that are less happy.
Half a million a year. Just doing what I want to do, talking into microphones.
That's totally attainable.
Yeah. That's what I. No, I think so. I know. Like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do this if that wasn't attainable.
Right. Right.
I would go do something else that is less stressful and is like I'm working on stuff.
I just
so
want golden pasta forks.
Right.
That's all.
See, I don't enjoy working. I enjoy being on stage and having a new bit. That's what motivates me. I like the feeling of a new bit. I don't like sitting there going. Oh, I gotta think of a new joke. That part's miserable.
Yeah the new bit, then the girl in the crowd. You're like, I'm gonna fuck this chick, and then you go out. It's fun. That's the best part.
It's fun.
Sorry. All right.
We figured it out, I think.
Well, how many new bits do you do at one time? Because I did a set last night of all new, and I did okay, but I had maybe too much new.
I'm worried we're getting too into comedy here. Right. We got to keep it somewhat.
Yeah, that was the main complaint in the chat room.
Relatable.
Shut the fuck up,
hey,
Deepu.
Suck my dick.
Let's hear from the chat room, Deepu. What did they say?
Sure, one second.
Why is it frozen on me looking down?
Like, that's a paused playback thing.
Oh, okay.
They're like, talk more about working at Arby's. I can't relate to this shit.
Come on.
I'm working a double today. I just spit in a roast beef. Talk about that.
By the way, in reply to that guy, can Mike get a job in there, maybe?
I'd love
one. Are they hiring?
So Whitey McManus says, clocking out of this podcast.
Ooh.
All right, so beat it.
Yeah, I don't
get rid of him.
So fucking beat it.
We got a lot of people watching, by the way. Sid Sybil says, love list, but he's not attractive.
That's true.
This is all stuff we know.
Let me guess. Dude, talk about Anthony calling into Opie's show.
There's some of that, too. I'm not reading
course.
That.
Give us some other ones.
Animals.
This is a good combo.
Chief Teet asks...
Can you do it in an Indian accent?
Chief Teet says... Wait, no.
You just got hired for something.
All right, cool.
Chief Teet?
We don't need their names. Just read the fucking comments.
What does Chief Teet say?
I like Chief Teet.
The fans like the names because they know they're commemorative. All right.
Let's go.
The audience, YouTube.
Yeah. Deep, this is what I'm talking about. Fuck the audience. Just give them a show. They get it or they don't like it.
Right. Okay, Chief Teet has a question for the everyone here. What would you guys do if you guys robbed Kim Kardashian?
Ooh. I'd rape her. Next question. Not really.
Yeah, they forgot to rape her.
Yeah, I don't think she was there for that. Anyway, Raymond Towers says, did Lewis just say he's on the road once a month?
Eek. That's a lie. It's less.
I don't know what his eek was. Yeah, was it a little?
I think he was saying, oh, yeah, it's not much.
Yeah,
he's busy.
Yeah, these stink. I don't understand
they're
this.
That's not even a fucking, that's not even I think that's not even a bad amount. Once a month is a decent amount of road.
Here's the problem, and I don't want to anger fans or whatever, but like, this is also, it's a weird thing to just, these people have input now. Like before, in the old days, your art would be, you put
this
it
is
out,
the difference,
and then
Joe,
you perform,
like, we're
you go,
reaching
yeah,
out to the fans right now. You don't want to reach out to the fans.
I
want to create and put out a thing, and then they like it or they don't like it.
Here's the thing, this is a different color in the palette, which is being able to interweave.
No more colors.
I wish I didn't say you were number two, because nice. I feel like you're trying to prove it to everybody.
It's nice hearing from listeners, but you can't validate every single thing.
No, I'm not validating that fucking idiot's comment.
Well, you know what's kind of weird is that stand-up is inherently taking their comments. Like, they either laugh at it or they don't. So
feedback-based.
That's why it's enough. You laugh or you don't laugh.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
right.
To go, and your forehead's a little big. yeah, but what do you think about what I just said? You know, but what are you going to do?
But I also blame Deepu for that.
Well, what else can we talk about?
Let's talk about your relationship. You want to talk about your relationship a little bit?
Oh, boy.
We don't have to. You said a little bit.
I guess maybe a little bit.
Well, say what you want to say, and then we'll all
What happened with your relationship,
interject.
Dude?
Well, we broke up for like a day, and I hooked up with somebody.
Oh!
She found out about it.
Whoa. You should not bring this up, buddy.
Shut up, Mark.
All right, I've just been in these shoes.
Mark, it's fine. Look how good Mark's doing.
Well, he's in a relation. He's happy in it.
But she knows already.
She knows already. How'd she find out that you hooked up with another chick?
Somebody else I told ratted on me.
No.
A chick or a dude?
A chick.
A chick.
Hold on. All right, first of all, yeah, eat your mic. This is crazy.
If you were ready to talk about this, stop giving him an out.
Shut the fuck up.
Cheated?
No, but...
I need to hear this.
We've all done what?
Had it out on this the show. You got to.
Oh yeah, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Alex, you're on our side. Good.
So you have not cheated.
No, but you know, I've gone through a breakup.
No,
on
he
the
didn't
show,
cheat.
Talk about it.
He didn't fucking cheat. Okay, he
well, the
up
thing
on
was,
he
didn't. That was very soon to hook up with somebody. Yes. But she got mad at me. She blocked me on Facebook. Blocked my number. Blocked me on Twitter.
Damn. You're a girl.
We
you
email?
Mean.
Yeah, my girlfriend. We were emailing, and
very
she was
irrational.
Like, she was like, "I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna fuck a bunch of guys."
Oh, she said that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you are so justified.
Yeah, she gave you an out.
You are so justified.
Golden ticket.
Okay, so I'm kind of like, but now she's. Trying to be like, I didn't mean that. So I don't know. She's one of these Staten Island.
No, these bitches are crazy. They're all literally. I don't know a fucking bitch who isn't crazy.
Nah, bitches all be crazy.
Bitches are crazy.
I'm waiting to find the chick who isn't fucking nuts.
What do you mean?
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
My mother, my girlfriend. I mean, I know lots of women that aren't crazy.
All right. Well, you know
crazy how?
You know all the people.
What qualifies as crazy?
Crazy attracts crazy, I guess. Right.
Yeah, I think any girl that's dating you is crazy.
This is why I want to be a black man. They just know.
Yeah, it's easy for them out there. they've had it made in the shade for too long, these black men. Anyway, so wait, because we had this conversation before, so I don't want to repeat too much. But you've told me you've been hit by 100% of the women you've ever been in a relationship.
Really?
100%.
100% of the girls that I've ever dated have hit me at one point in the relationship.
I've been hit by 0%. So you two fucking monkeys.
I think I'm like 60 or 80.
60 or 80?
I'm on a zero with you.
You're a 0%.
Yeah, but you got... Look, all right,
we have glasses. I know. You can't
look
hit
at your
glasses.
Fucking faces. I mean, you are...
Yeah, it's not brown.
You're nerdy. You're nerdy fucking guys.
You're not alpha dogs with
yeah.
a Z.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you guys, and if you asked me, did they ever get to the point where a girl had to hit them, I'd be like, probably not.
Yeah, you guys get sued. You got sued face. Yeah.
I got not get hit by women. Like, what the fuck? Why not? I don't have to defend this.
Yeah,
you
I have
the arm. Women don't want to hit me.
You've been
my
hit by women?
Little,
yeah, I've been
of
hit.
Of course. Here's the thing.
Wait
look
a minute.
At all
time
the guys
out.
On the, at the table who have been hit by women.
Right. Time out.
We fuck.
I bet.
We fuck.
We fuck, baby.
Hold on.
You guys don't fuck.
We got Louis swag, baby.
I fuck. Mark was probably hit when he was 13 by some New Orleans drunk cut in heels.
No, I got hit like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, of course.
Who hit you? What was the story?
Judy Gold.
Oh, yeah, but you're like. But you also, like, you bite women that you don't even know.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Like, you're a fucking lunatic.
Okay,
you're a crazy
fine.
Person, and he's
but
half
hold
retarded.
On, hold on. If three of the five guys at the table have been fucking hit by chicks,
great
shut
burgers.
The fuck up, Deepu. If three of the five guys at the table have been hit by chicks,
but,
then you're wrong.
No, no, but no. We have... of minority guys here. These are you guys are
Deeper.
Animals.
Yeah.
You have
we're
hard drinking, hard trash talking. Mark calls women cunts for fun, and you're a Puerto Rican, and he's a fucking Guinea maniac from Jersey.
Well, my girlfriend will pretend like she's gonna put her finger in my ass. I think that's like psychologically.
Well, then you gotta hit her. I mean,
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah. You gotta pretend. Like
I know. We probably are just repeating everything. Did you get hit by a chick before?
Yes, he over. Yeah.
Okay, four out of six.
You been hit?
Yeah. Dave over there.
Yeah, you overcharged
Dave
an Uber.
Hold on. Hold on. Everyone, one at a time. Dave, did you get hit?
Yeah, my girlfriend hit me in the balls.
Five out of
oh!
seven.
What did you do to her?
I was trying to block her from walking away from the conversation.
Yeah. What was the conversation?
We were fighting.
What were you fighting about?
She was
cut your hair, mad. Faggot.
Yeah, yeah.
She thinks Scopo's funny.
Nah,
yeah, a huge fight.
By the way, Mark Norman hit on my girlfriend last year, which was a big pinnacle moment for me.
Whoa!
Wow.
You didn't know.
No, a big Pinocchio moment for you.
You didn't know that we were dating, but when she told me you hit on her, I was kind of like honored.
Oh, nice. Well, geez,
so
you're welcome.
You
is she hot?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, she's real hot.
Let me see a picture.
How did I do it, by the way? What was my move?
Finger
in the bar.
It was at the Rogue Island Festival, and you were like, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
And then, yeah. The roofie didn't work. Nah, I'm just kidding. She seems like a nice lady.
Roofie top comedy.
I'll show you her photo.
All right.
Yeah, please. I want to remember this.
Yeah.
Have you, Courtney.
Louis, you ever been hit close to getting hit? What's the fiercest battle you've ever been in?
I mean, I've been in some fierce... You know what?
Oh, you've been
all
hit
right.
by a girl. There
now
we go.
But this is crazy.
Everybody
this
but
is
Joe.
Me, this is me literally... All the women I've dated, I've dated one really crazy girl. She was homeless and on drugs.
Oh, wow.
And I was
Well, maybe, you know what? She probably didn't hit me because she was so...
Never hit you with a bag of cans?
Out. No, no, no. She wasn't that kind of homeless. She was like a gutter punk kind of homeless.
Ooh.
What about dog? The shove?
Holy Moses.
Did she shove
look
you?
At this broad. No, I mean, really, women don't...
Hold on one second. We got two things going on at once.
No wonder I had a hit on her. That's
all
unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah,
let's get back show. To your gutter punk in a second. Lewis has to look at this girl here.
Let's see. She's fucking hot right there.
All right. Well, wait, we're looking at photos right. on radio here.
What?
Oh, he's
first of all,
the whole list.
Why would you show us? There's look at the other photos. Here's how hot. Hold on. Hold, let me say this. This is how hot his chick is. Okay. You know how when you like go to show your chick to people, you'll swipe through all the photos to find a good one to like you know show off like how hot your chick is.
Mm-hmm.
He swiped
one.
Through to find just a fuck. He downplayed it because there's bikini shots of her that are smoking.
It's possible smoking. He didn't want you to see bikini pics.
I know.
No, I think that
that's
was...
That's fine. That's what she does.
Oh, so. She's
oh, she's a bikini person?
She's a model, so that's
fine. Oh, wow.
All right, well, I had to do it.
Oh, how model. Tall are you?
5'11".
Interesting. Wow.
You look a lot taller sitting down, because I'm 6'1".
Oh.
Yeah, I would assume you were way taller.
Louis, do you still have height issues? Do you wish you were taller?
Always.
Do you wish you were a baller?
Yes.
You wish you had a girl who looked good? Would you call her?
I got one. I call
wish
her.
Wish I had a rabbit and a hat and a 6'4" poller.
Mostly it's just the rabbit.
Right?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
All right, let's get back on track. We were cooking. Then you take a photo out. It's all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, lady photo ruins the whole thing.
What the fuck are we doing here?
I want to hear about... Can we talk more about your thing? Or
sure.
We're going to get back to it, but you're talking about a gutter trash woman that hit you.
Oh, well, no. It was like...
I mean, what are we doing here?
I was
here?
Like, she was... I don't think... Oh, she did hit me. She hit me.
Here
yes.
we go.
Ah, here we go.
I forgot. She hit
Joe
me in the face.
Joe is gay. Joe is gay.
But this is like,
Joe
you're saying all women are crazy. This woman is crazy. I mean, she's a junkie who lived on the streets, man. That's yeah. a crazy person.
Why'd you date her?
What about B? Did she
hot,
hit you?
Hot, funny.
Okay.
Hot, funny.
Yeah.
I can't talk anything about my relationship with B. I'm not allowed to.
All right.
Mm. Yep.
Yes, great. She said 100%. I'm nope. sorry.
Mike, did this
one, open
but I will say 100% of the women that I've ever dated have hit me.
Great. Mike, did this dame hit you when she found out?
No.
Forget
she
when she found out. Can we rewind, Joe? I don't mean to coup this interview up.
No, you already did by looking at photos on radio. All these shows are watching videos on the radio.
No,
I don't get it.
Hold on. We just spent a moment talking about how hot she was, and we had a little funny moment about how he showed us a picture without her bikini. She's in a bikini. We talked about it. It was funny, Joe.
It was a moment. I think you're the only one that said it's funny so far, and it happened Guys. In the middle of a gutter punk story.
Well, let's move on
derailed.
From the unfunny moment.
I'm trying to.
No,
I want to
no,
hear.
Joe wants to live in the moment.
He's cooing. He said out loud, I'm going to coo the show right now.
Sorry, I'm cooing.
That was horrific. Mike, tell us about this dame. Did she hit you?
She didn't hit me, but she just got real mad, and she was like, but she didn't say anything. She was just like shaking.
Ooh, oh, shaking is bad.
But yes. you were on a break.
Especially with a baby.
We were on a break for like a day, it and was, she did, but...
It was her saying that thing. That's what
she
set
fucked
it off.
Up.
But
did yeah, you did
no,
you pursue
I, no,
it?
No, I agree.
Did you pursue it? Was this someone you knew you could hook up with, and then you went after it, or just like, you happened to go out that
Somebody
night?
Somebody had already fucked.
I had a feeling
you
maybe.
Of course
no,
he
I
pursued
hadn't,
it.
I hadn't fucked it before.
All right,
it was late at night. I was like, hey, come over, you know.
All right, hold on.
He got
pursuing it.
Here's what's like evil, though. This girl that I hooked up with invited my girlfriend to her bar and like hung out with her.
That's girl. Evil.
Sick.
Evil. This girl is
that's
sick.
Why,
that's
so,
sick.
So she's fucking. So she's
a crazy bitch.
Hot? She's got some problems.
Pretty hot.
That's a sick.
It's not it, like it wasn't worth it.
She's not
but,
worth it. Not that hot.
But yeah. she's hanging out with my girlfriend for like 4 hours. Oh, so my girlfriend
what?
Emails me the next day and goes, "Where were you last night? Or where were you on Saturday night? Whose house were you at?" And
she ratted you out directly.
She didn't rat me out, but my girlfriend had a feeling. Because she's hanging out with this girl. So
who ratted you out?
That's evil to
somebody
hang
else.
Out. Man, that's fucking
No, I
evil.
Think it was the girl.
Somebody
Hold
else.
On. Was it a
well,
comic?
No, but she had a feeling that you know, it had happened, right? Mm. So
4 hours
she's
hanging
out
with her.
She's
Are they friends
her
besides this?
Not really. She's like asking her questions about me and stuff. And
so let me get this straight.
And
so
I swore up and down that I didn't do it.
No!
And then about a month later, she found out that
oh,
it
Oh, so it wasn't
happen.
For a month later.
I'm surprised we're together. Well, I mean, she's an idiot for taking me back.
No, she's a sweetheart that cares about you.
Yeah. Talking yeah. about it on this will help.
Yeah.
So let me get the timeline right. So you're dating this girl for a while. This is a serious relationship. You've
yeah.
traveled and everything.
Yeah.
How long have you been dating for?
About a year and a half.
A year and a half, which is
a
long time.
So a month ago, we broke up for a day.
So you break up for a day, the next day you call a girl that she knows.
Sure. Yeah.
Is this chick a comic that you called?
Sure.
Yes.
You call. Wow.
Can you boy. Tell me? Can you tell me who it is in my ear?
No. It's
none.
I but I want them to see my
it's,
reaction.
It's
to
Paula
it
Poundstone. So you call the girl.
I can't.
You call the girl.
Yeah.
And then you end up hooking up.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Yeah.
Then the next day, a couple days later, she calls your girlfriend
the
and goes,
after.
"We should hang."
Do you use a rubber with her?
No. Oh!
I mean, none of us have would have.
What a dog.
We gotta fix that pause, man. So don't you pause.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You're pausing like, what's his name? We touch the kids.
You pause like you were playing Nintendo and had to eat dinner.
Wow. So you wore a condom. That's gross. Boy.
Boy. Those things are so uncomfortable.
What a weirdo.
So, okay. So you fucked this chick.
So she.
I'm hosting the show, Lewis, and I'm doing a fine job. Thank you.
You were last week.
You're the quip guy.
So that was Saturday night. So Monday, she's bugging me. What'd you do on Saturday night? I'm like, nothing. She's like, she calls me. She's like, did you hook up with this girl? And I tried to say yes, and she started freaking out. So I was like, no, I didn't. And she was like, well, then why'd you say yes? And I was like, because I don't like being accused of stuff that I'm not doing.
Nice. Which is brilliant.
Which is kind of the probably the smartest thing I'll ever do.
It's like that scene in Royal Tenenbaums. You ever see Royal Tenenbaums?
Yeah,
where he tells her he's dying of cancer, and she starts bawling, and he's like, I'm just kidding. And then she's like, why would you say that? He's like, I am dying of cancer. He kept going back and forth. You're Royal Tenenbaum.
Well, because their reaction, like, throws you off. You know, they start freaking out and screaming and stuff. So I swore. I was like, no, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. And then a month after that, then she found out.
So how'd you, hold on. This person that told her, it was a chick comic.
The person that...
That ratted you out.
Yeah, the person that ratted me out was just somebody.
Was it a comic?
No.
Was it a female?
Yeah, just a friend of mine.
Of course it's a fucking female.
Why does everything do this battle of the sexes?
It's not a battle of the sexes, because I knew it wasn't a dude.
There's no
kid. I knew it wasn't a fucking dude.
A dude could do that if he's trying to get laid.
If he's trying to put his dick in your girlfriend.
Yeah. Or if he's friends with the girl first.
But here's the thing about this.
But this girl didn't know her. There's no motive.
No, I'm talking about the rat. I'm talking about the rat.
Time out. The rat didn't know her?
If the rat,
not really, no.
See, that's evil.
The rat doesn't know your girlfriend. The rat is in love with you.
Look, there's
no,
two. Look,
she loves drama.
There's two evil rats here. Okay, the first one is the one who invited my girlfriend to hang out
with
her.
She's a nut.
That's like.
So you fucked a rat without a rubber.
A rat without a rubber.
There you go.
Hold on. So. But here's the thing. If someone rats somebody out for cheating, that person, to me, is almost always, depending on the situation, invariably an asshole. Because you're bringing pain to the person to make yourself feel better.
Great album.
You're trying to be this big person, but what you're actually doing is delivering a fucking painful message that's going to fuck with the
person.
They
love it.
And you feel like a hero.
Right.
I'm going to step in and say something here.
Yeah,
you're a serial cheater, if you have a girlfriend, if you have a side girlfriend, it's one thing to be like, hey, this guy's got a girlfriend. He's not treating you. But if you just had a one-night stand, you fuck someone, and then this person goes in and goes, hey, he fucked this one person, you're delivering horrible, heartbreaking news to this person to make yourself feel noble.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want a friend to tell you if they knew?
She's a friend is a different story. She's not friends with her.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if my girlfriend fucks somebody and one of you guys knew about it, maybe. I don't know. I guess.
That's crazy. I would tell you. I would tell you so fast.
Yeah.
And then I would fucking, we would get together and we'd jump the guy that fucked Sarah.
Yeah.
Then
let's
tell
not
him
bring my girlfriend into it.
You're going down, Dan Soder.
Yeah. Wait, is that serious?
It's over.
That's a big head.
Yeah, that's crazy. So she didn't know. So how? Why? What was the girl's reason? What is your relationship to the girl that ratted you out?
Rat girl.
Yeah, I don't want to get
into it. You don't want to get into the relationship with the rat.
So you talk about your own relationship.
No, she was
a
friend.
She was a friend.
Mike, she was.
Yeah.
She's no longer your friend.
Told too much to. Yeah.
Now, what was your motivation about telling this person?
I don't know.
Trying to fuck.
You must have had a thing for her.
Friend.
It feels good to talk. It feels good to talk it out.
Yeah, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Man, that sucks. So how long after you broke the news and you let it out, the cat out of the bag, or the rat in this case?
The pussy out of the bag.
There you go. Yeah. How long was the recovery time? How long was she mad at you for?
Maybe like a couple, maybe like a week.
I'm sure there's still some resentment.
Of course.
There,
yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah, you fuck up the foundation completely. Like, that building will crumble at any moment now.
Did she do Eddie Murphy? Was it Eddie Murphy bit or something? Like, now she gets dick? Like, who is it?
Chris Rock.
Yeah, it's a Rock bit. Yeah. That is a free pass for dick now?
She told me she was going to, she's like, I'm going to go out and fuck two guys at some point.
Two guys? That's not fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the same time?
It's not fair.
I'd say just get out of the relationship.
Yeah, it's
but
over.
He likes her. He likes her.
But you love her, and she seems sweet. She took you back.
Great,
she's very supportive. She's a beautiful gal.
Great tits.
Thanks.
Really?
Yeah, but you know what? Also, now you can just start fucking around behind her back and feel kind of guilt-free about it.
Because you already did the big one.
Yeah.
You broke the seal?
Well, I didn't get away with it.
I think you should take this opportunity to grow, you know?
Yeah,
To gain the wisdom.
See if I can stop being Italian.
Yeah.
How did she tell your girlfriend? What was the method?
Skywriting.
I think she reached out to her from phone and email stuff.
Wow, ooh. Boy, that's
and she
dope.
Just ratted you the fuck out.
Yeah,
that was it.
Now we were together.
But what was her reason?
I think my girlfriend reached out to her.
And why did
so she? She didn't want to lie to.
And you her. Accepted that answer, or did you say, "Bitch, I'm gonna fucking beat you to death with a sack of potatoes"?
Yeah, did you go after her at all?
A little bit, but.
Boy, oh boy. Well, I'm sorry that you had to go through
that's
that.
That's all right. We work it out on the pod.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any incriminating evidence on the girl who ratted you out? Because that's my whole thing is anytime I have anything with a chick, like either we'll keep naked pictures of her or I'll just do something so I can have that to hold over her head later on.
But she's not.
Girls are crazy, though, right? So. Girls are crazy.
Yeah. But also, if you try to hurt that person, you're just propelling, you're just keeping it going, you know?
Yeah, you want to swash it. Yeah. Be the bigger person.
End it. You want to swash it, for lack of a better term. Swashticker it.
Swashticker?
Yeah, that's what I was going for, but I said swashticker.
Come on, guys.
I saw this movie called Denial. Have you heard about it? It's about this Holocaust denier who gets into this big lawsuit with this woman.
I saw the trailer.
Unbelievably underwhelming. Not really? Good. Mm. Yeah, not good.
Mm.
Really not good.
What a great story.
Well, I thought I'd spark it up a little bit, you know. So thought we'd get some Holocaust talk going. Move
ooh,
on from this stuff.
Yeah, so thin.
Get something a little sillier than cheating, you know.
So do you think if you cheat, you're saying the foundation is crumbled forever? You think it's ruined?
I think it's really hard. If you get caught, yeah.
That's not technically cheating. He wasn't technically cheating.
And I agree, by the way. I completely agree.
That's true. That I was, like,
she also did kind of like she said, I'm going to go out. I'm going to fuck a bunch of guys. I'm going to send. She said she was going to send me videos.
Did she say
like
black
that.
Guys?
No, but she should have. It would have hurt me.
Yeah, it would have hurt you more, right? Listen to me. If she sent you videos.
She's from Staten Island.
If she sent you videos, that's a, like, wouldn't you just forward them to her father? That's my first reaction would be like, okay, I'm just going to forward this to everybody that we know and be like, all right, have fun with that, you moron.
I don't think
break up their phone with somebody else. You'll be fine.
Nah, I think you're fine.
I think you'd be fine. I mean, you can work through it. People work through stuff all the time. I mean, you know, well, they work through.
Another way to look at it is that the cheating wouldn't be the end of the world. For me, it'd be the end of the fucking world. But it gave you that out, man. You guys are in a weird gray area. I think you can recover from this.
It's been talked about often, and it's like probably a hacky premise at this point, but cheating is so much different for man to woman. Man cheating sexually, it
I
means
agree.
Nothing.
Yeah,
you just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Like a guy, 1,000 times in my life, I've told people I have to go take a shit so I can go jerk off in the bathroom and I pretended to shit. I gotta rub one out.
For a girl,
no
it's like
girl,
you're letting someone inside of you.
Yeah.
Inside your body.
Yeah. No girl ever goes, I'm gonna take a dump and then wails one off.
Yeah.
You
right.
know?
Right.
Right? Lauren, have you ever snuck away to masturbate?
Not recently, but.
So in your life, but have you ever seen, because there was an episode of Girls, it was sexy. But, like, have you ever just looked at a guy, talked to a guy? Like, Dave's a very sexy man over there.
No, he's not.
You ever see a man?
He's really not. I think everyone's better looking in the room except for Joe List.
Even Louis?
Even Louis, yeah. Louis's a handsome guy. He's not a bad-looking guy.
It's not
Louis
fair to have this conversation while he has earmuffs on. You got to reveal those ears if we're going to play. Thank you.
Louis,
it just hit Louis in the face when he
Louis
took off.
Louis looks like Captain America.
What? Oh, thank you.
He looks like his
accountant. I got beef with that guy. That guy's stealing all these Jewish comedians.
He looks like Dr. America,
women.
DDS.
He's stealing all these Jewish comedian female comedians from their boyfriends.
Oh, really? And fucking them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Captain America is.
Wait, Jewish chicks? What?
All Jewish
Jenny
comedians.
Slate.
Oh, I like that guy.
Hey. Slate and another dude.
Lewis, great digression, and now you're on your phone. Can I get back to asking Lauren if she's ever masturbated to a man?
Yeah.
We digress into who's handsomer, Louis Katz or Mike Racine?
We're talking about this guy on the couch.
You'd think hosting 11 shows, you get a little better at hosting.
Lauren, is he handsome? Is this guy on the couch handsome?
Yeah, he's handsome. He's just not my type.
Uh-huh.
Is he the least handsome in the room, like I said
who's
to you?
Who's your type? Like Jersey Alpha Dog?
Yeah, like a Guido.
Mike, don't try to get laid right after we talked about cheating. Also, that's a great way to tell someone they're ugly. He's very sexy, just not my type.
Yeah. No, you know?
That could be true.
Amazing look. Everyone's good looking. I don't play this game, but
everyone's good looking.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Everybody's good looking.
Everyone's got their own little twinkle. But yeah, no
twinkle.
Guido, I like a good.
I got a pretty nice twinkle.
Guido.
You know, yeah. It's covered in herpes.
It is. So have you ever seen a guy, you have a chat with a guy, you have a conversation, he's wearing tight pants or whatever the hell a guy does, and then you have to go to the bathroom or to your bedroom to jerk off so you can function in society?
No, but I have masturbated to, like, you know, celebrity crushes, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But not like you meet a guy, you chat, and then later that night you're like, I'm going to masturbate to that guy.
Fuck him. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
John that was hot.
That's a nice option for a woman.
But that is, I mean, you were kind of saying, I think part of your thing you were saying was in the hacking premise was that, like, a woman will have an affair, and then but a guy will just fuck someone on one
which
time.
Which Sopranos cast member gets you all
Jackie
hot and bothered?
Jackie Jr.
Which one is that again?
You guys have your pasta talk later on.
Is he the one from the Bronx Tale?
He's the, no. No, he dated Meadow, and then he died.
He got shot.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, you got to stop holding your stare a second too long at Lauren. It's a little much. I've caught you three times already.
Yeah, and if you fuck her, don't tell that chick like an idiot. Don't tell anybody. The rule is when you cheat, do it on the road. Tell nobody. No paper trail. The chick has to know you have a girlfriend. Can't be Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Can't follow me on Twitter. Boom. Done and done.
No condom.
I've heard.
You should write a book on how to cheat.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Wait, what was I? Was I going to ask you something? What the hell were you talking about? You were saying something.
I was just saying the idea that women only have affairs and dudes only just go out and, like, have one-night stands. I think women might be down to have one-night stands, too.
Yeah, they are. There are chicks I fucked on the road that were married, and they were just like, I'm just going to fuck this comic on the road.
I'm not saying...
They let you come in them, too.
I'm not saying girls don't want a one-night stand. I'm saying sex...
They make you.
...generally is more of a need for a man.
I think generally it's true that men have stronger
higher
sex
libidos. Drive. Yeah, that's it. I mean, no, but I think right now, especially the way we're encouraging women to be more sexual and explore their sexuality.
I feel
like there's a lot. Yeah, I mean, women are just like down to fuck, and there's no strings attached. And that's kind of like
porn
this,
is
like
also
feminist
changing.
Mantra that they have right now. And you're like, all right, cool.
Great.
Suck my dick in a bathroom.
I'm not disagreeing, but you talk about this a lot.
Sucking your dick in a bathroom is burning your new bra.
I don't take it to ground round.
You talk ground. I was thinking ground zero when you said that. I was like,
not a good date spot.
You talk about this a lot, which is one of the reasons I think that you're smart, kind of, but sometimes I think I'm wrong about that. But you talk about, like, what do you call it? Evolutionary. A man, evolutionary, is fucking function is to stick his seed. I got to blow my load and continue human.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A woman is to, like, I have to choose a man that will take care of it. So that, evolutionarily... A woman is trying to find a mate, and a guy's trying to dump his fucking cum somewhere.
Well, I think a woman, you know, we're monkeys, and women want to be fucking protected, and we can provide protection, whether it's somebody being rich or funny or charming or articulate. Those are all signs of them being able to protect them and take care of them, and I think from an evolutionary standpoint, women are seeking that out.
But if you look at it that way, and like it's linear, it means that men are like not even necessary anymore. It means we're totally
unnecessary.
What do
bed sheets have to do with this?
That's why we have to be funny.
Oh,
are you ever on the road and you have someone like kind of throw it at you and then you don't fuck her? You feel like you
wasted
a
whole
bit.
Opportunity. I totally know what you mean.
Yeah. You just feel like, oh, I'm not a man because I didn't fuck this girl.
No, I don't have that at
when
all.
When you try and
that.
She does,
when she kind of throws it at you and you end up not doing it.
But if
I kind of like that feeling that I could have.
Yes, exactly. It gives you power.
But I want the validation. If I get her to text me, come over and fuck me, I'm okay with that. Even if I can't. Like, or even if I don't want to, if I just get the validation that she wants me to fuck her, I'm 100% in, that's kind of enough half the time. Like, if I'm not in the mood.
Also, being a man could be loyal to your girlfriend that loves you and is loyal to you.
Up,
you could
Joe.
Look at it that way.
Shut up.
That could be loyal. And you might result in you not getting hit by every fucking woman you meet, you two fucking jackals.
There you go. Jackals.
So, how is your fantasy football season going? What's that you say? Your starting running back has already pulled both hamstrings? And your sleeper pick is still sleeping? This is horrible. Yeah. Well, it's not too late to save your season and win huge cash prizes at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to busts and bench warmers. Never again will injuries have your combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. Every week is a brand new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends and play them every week. Or try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries wins cash. Even if your current fantasy team is circling the drain, you can still win a huge cash prize at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use code Kelly. That's all caps, K-E-L-L-Y, and play free with your first deposit. That's code Kelly to play free with your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See site for details. 100% of my guests are on their phone. Mark, I felt the vibe there. You kind of lean back. I feel like you don't feel like you're performing well, or you're upset, you're sad.
Oh,
what do you want to talk about? What do you want to get in there?
I think all the cheating stuff really like got me, and it brought me back to a bad time.
Yeah, so. You were with a girl for 14 years, and
something
it got
like
to
that.
A point where you were cheating pretty openly.
Yeah, yeah.
Openly?
And talking about it, and it just got, you know, I wanted it to end subconsciously. And
14
I think that was
years?
Like, yeah. I mean,
how old are you?
That's a rape sentence.
Yeah. I'm 33, so it was like off and on, but still.
Wow.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Because
so how,
I remember
when you, how from when from what age were you dating?
You know, 16, and then we broke up when I was like 30.
Wow,
but it was off and on moments.
What do you mean openly cheating? Like I'm gonna go fuck this girl? Like how open?
Not open to her, but
no,
just like,
but like at in places that she would hang out, a cabin you'd be
making
out with girls.
Get caught.
Because I remember telling you, I remember calling you and saying. There was like a group of comedian girls being like, yeah, Mark was fucking this girl, he fucks that girl. I have calling you and be like, there's a bunch of people talking about this.
Right, right. That freaked me out.
So it got out there.
It got out.
But you didn't mind because you just wanted out or what?
I just wanted out. I stopped giving a fuck.
But
you know?
It's so hard to pull the trigger to break up.
That's what it was, which I finally did.
When you stop giving a fuck, they start giving a fuck more.
Yeah.
They fucking,
right,
they get more.
Right,
they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why is it? They try harder.
Yeah.
You gotta cut ties completely. You just gotta fucking do it.
Now, have you tried making amends with the girl? You call her?
We're great.
But you're
cool
great,
now.
But did you actually say, I'm really sorry I did that?
Really, like, it all hit me. Like, I had a wave of guilt one day, and I was just sitting at home, and I just called her, and I was like, Jesus
putting
Christ.
Cream on your dick.
Yeah, right. And
so,
we're good now.
Funny,
but she was like, yeah, you kind of ruined my life a little bit, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It's so different to them, because I got that email, too. She was like, this is somebody's life that you're fucking with, and you're a monster, and...
But you said us talking about it bummed you out a little bit, so this must still be a feeling of...
I feel bad. I feel bad about it still, but, you know, I'm over it.
Do you think, were you just not happy in a relationship, or do you think, like, monogamy's not for you?
Boy, I tell you, I struggle with that daily.
Really?
I don't know. Monogamy seems insane.
It seems insane.
See, it's hard for you because you can get laid. You're very charming. You're a handsome guy. You can get laid.
I can get laid.
And you've always, Lewis, you've always gotten laid. You're good
push
at it.
Plus, always.
And I had that thing Mike was talking about where, like, if I pass it up, I feel like, oh, what a wasted life. You only own life for one. You get one life. Like, got to live it up. Got to do every fun thing. I don't know. It's crazy to me. It's like somebody handing you 20 and not taking it.
Because
sometimes
I
think it's like that Albert Brooks movie where the Judgment City, you know, what's it? Defending Your Life.
Great movie.
I've imagined that you go up there and you're like, they're reviewing your life. Like, there's all these times you could have gotten laid that
yes!
you missed out on. Do you
yes!
feel like that? Like, you're reviewing tape and it's like you missed it. You missed it.
And
like
I got a big
cock ego.
Miss what you
nipples.
Miss what you can't have kind of thing. Like want what you can't have.
Yeah.
I got that real bad, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you're like, we're going to the movies, I'm like, great. Then I'm at the movie, I'm like, could be done doing something else. Then I'm like, shit. Or I'm like, I missed the movie. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I can't be happy with anything.
But that's the thing. We were talking about this earlier with work. You work harder than anyone I know, in my opinion. But you also, and I feel guilty because I'm like, I'm watching movies over here. Like we talked about, I go to the park, I'm watching movies. But you spend a lot of time trying to fuck.
Yeah, I go out
fucking.
A lot. I drink a lot.
Dates.
I go on dates a lot. Yeah,
that's
so
crazy
enjoy.
To me. Going on like dates, I can. I mean, I think I just don't have money because I have a kid. But just the idea of like
it's
spending money, like it's like minimum $100.
You go on dates?
No. Minimum.
To go out?
We're not going to fucking.
Wait.
You
get
go on grill.
Date?
To get
minimum?
Dinner with a chick and have a
I'm
couple
not
drinks?
Going to
dinner.
Drinks. We're getting a couple
drinks.
Yeah,
he's getting drinks. He's getting drinks, man.
Nobody's getting dinner.
He doesn't have to go on a
you
date.
Got a happy hour.
You
drinks
don't show up hold on flowers?
No.
It's like $80 just for flowers.
What year is this?
Yeah.
What are you talking about dinner and
a bow tie and flowers?
Yeah, the most expensive thing is the morning after pill. That's the money.
Yeah, that shit's $52.
Yeah,
whoa.
Remember that night?
Yeah, you guys should fuck. Why not? You're both single.
No.
Yeah,
she's got emotions.
You got flowing hair.
First of all, Lauren would 150% fuck Mark Norman.
That's not gonna happen. So
yeah, well, same
she
thing.
Didn't even deny that she would. She was like, "I would," but it's not gonna happen.
Is it a career choice to not do it,
Mark?
Oh,
Mark.
Why, are you stand up? Do you do stand up?
Yeah, just
no, she doesn't.
This year. Just
oh
a little,
wow,
yeah.
Come on, she does stand up like Louis does stand up.
Right.
What, are you getting sets? What's going on?
Yeah, what's I haven't seen you out there.
I just I haven't been in New York most of the year. I just came back from a tour in China. I was in China.
Hey,
oh, wow, that was cool. Yeah, gaining knowledge, getting smarter than all of us. Yeah.
Yes, I don't know if I gained knowledge.
China,
a bunch of
that's how they talk over there.
Racine's ears are literally breaking off the fucking cans. They're pushing back.
No, but I haven't been in New York for most of the year. I was here for a writing gig, and then besides that, I was in different cities. I lived in New Orleans. I lived in New Orleans for like 6 weeks. I posted up in San Francisco and just worked on new bits.
Posted up. Ugh.
Sorry.
You must have posted up in L.A. for a while to be talking like that, too.
I'm sorry. I know being from Boston, you're only allowed to speak like the strictest of white, but I use some slang terms, and I apologize for it.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, dog. Post up, bro.
I'm with Louie today.
Yeah?
I'm on team fucking Louie.
You posting up, bro?
I'm posting up my nigga Louie.
Oh, Jesus. That was all Mike Racine that said that.
What about Michael Che saying nigga on SNL?
You know who wrote that?
Drew Michael. Drew Michael, really? Yeah.
But he actually wrote nigga in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
We got his first big joke on.
So
that,
why?
That shit is a fake controversy. It's ridiculous.
Totally. Silly. Nobody cares.
No one cares on any side about
A black guy saying nigga.
Let's talk about this. There's
Chevy
too much
Chase
race
said
talk.
It first.
All the race stuff, it's bogus. Who cares? Let's talk about clowns. Can we get in on the clown? You have
please.
A kid. There's clowns all over South Carolina and New Jersey by your house, Lauren.
Two towns over.
What's going on with clowns?
Did
I'm
you
sorry.
Go clown hunting?
No, but apparently it's two towns fucking over. I wake up in the middle of the night last night to a bang on my window.
She's rubbing your
probably
pussy?
up all night with a dildo.
Oh, that's a big shoe.
But like now I'm petrified.
I bet.
Freaking out.
You
I'm
sure?
going to get right by a fucking clown.
Mark lives in the village. Wait. There's no clowns over there.
Come on by.
You know.
Why is these clowns are raping?
They're raping the murderer.
Are they raping?
No, they're not raping. Oh,
shut up.
A clown rape isn't even that bad.
It's hilarious when you think about it.
He pulls a bunch of handkerchiefs.
Yeah, he pulls handkerchiefs out of your twat.
All right, Amy Schumer did it, and somebody else did it before her, guys.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That was quite controversial.
That was a whole big controversy. That was the joke.
if I woke up and I peered out my window and I saw a fucking clown standing there, I would shit my pants.
Well, clowns fucking each other? Yeah, me too. That's crazy.
No, it's scary, but what's the raping? Are they raping?
They're chasing kids with swords.
Oh, they are?
What's the swords part?
I don't know.
They don't rape anybody. It's like
rape. Are they UCB clowns?
It's like the Duke lacrosse team all over again. They didn't rape nobody, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're defending the clowns.
Yeah, I defend the clowns.
But you have a child. What if a clown grabbed James and took off?
At a birthday party.
And raped him?
No, enough with the rape. What's the rape all about, for God's sake?
Rape and race.
It's a hacky.
Those are the two topics, dude.
Race is hack. It's hack.
What?
Let's talk clowns. Let's talk clowns, baby.
All right, you're right. Clowns are the new race.
They are.
They are a race.
Whiteface is the new blackface.
It's a tiny car race.
A lot of people in that
Louis
car.
Katz with the only joke of this segment so far.
What do you mean? There's been a couple. You said things.
I know.
I had one on big feet.
Yeah, I liked the big feet. We did the Schumer bit. That was fun. So what are you... Oh, I thought you were pulling something up there.
What did they do?
They're hiding in the woods and chasing children. They're trying to nab kids.
They're just
kids.
Scaring people, though. They're not actually committing any crimes. Scaring people is not a crime.
You can't run after someone with a sword. Yeah, that's a crime.
Is that a crime, though?
That's a threat.
It should be.
That's an implied threat.
Hold on. What if you have the sword and you have it at your side, you're not even in a striking position, and you start running towards somebody?
Let me ask you this. Are you a clown? Lewis, are you one of these clowns?
No. Why? From defending them so hard?
No, it's
Holy,
scary.
Look how scary they are.
Yeah, I know, dude. Look at that guy.
Wow.
Jokey, move a little.
Six
jokey, pull
you
back.
Need to know.
That's not the... That's a clown from a movie. That's not what the clowns look like.
What do they do?
Oh,
okay. Don't they just, like, stand there?
Yeah, they just stand around and creep people
look
out.
That shit.
That's Ari Shaffir.
It's like it.
Yes.
We all float down here, Georgie. Yep. Now, if scaring people... Is illegal or isn't illegal?
I don't think it's illegal to scare people.
No.
I don't
think it's illegal. What?
All right. That's how Louis can walk around legally with his nose exposed.
Hey!
It's pointy. Big. I wanted to do ears, but I feel like I did too many ear jokes.
A lot of ears, yeah.
You know, Joe?
Yeah.
This is why no girls have hit you.
Well, I'm trying to host. I mean, normally I'd be a lot funny, but I'm kind of running the reins here.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to battle back from your dumb coops.
Coopy?
That was fun.
Thanks. Lauren, have they committed any crimes?
I'm hosting.
A lot of crimes. A lot of it's mischief and a hoax.
Okay, it's nothing. Right. So there's nothing to be afraid of.
You know what? Right. Mischief and hoax sounds one step away from pranks. And those, I hate these fucking pranks that everyone's doing.
One prank is one step away from rape.
No, pranks are rape, dude.
Yeah, see, Practical Joker is a
rapist. Depends on the prank.
Dude, is that out there?
That's out there. Now it is. You heard it here first, folks. What if we just kissed, Lauren? Just a kiss on air.
Kiss on air. Kiss on air. Kiss on air.
Why can't you? I'll block the camera.
We're in our 30s.
What are we getting out of
this? You're going to make out a little bit
on
air.
It's good radio, goddamn.
It's not even a big deal.
I'm getting a boner. That's what I'm getting
out of it. This camera's on. It'll be good radio.
Kiss on air.
Or good video.
Kiss. Come on.
No, I'll block the camera and just get like a three Mississippi kiss.
All right, how about that? We'll do no tongue now.
Shut up.
And then tongue at the end of the show.
I got it. If you kiss Mark, Louis and Louie will kiss.
No.
Yes. What?
Hold on. She's already said yes, basically.
And Deep Boo.
I don't have to push her into this.
Deep Boo, you sit on Mike's face.
And I'll blow Dave.
Can we get a fan on Dave? I want to see that hair moving.
A fan on a fan.
Great. What hair you got there.
Yeah, make out with him for a second. For the show, Lauren.
Why?
Just
it's
do
just
it.
It's weird now. It's, so it's funny, weird
like,
that we're all...
We are all becoming like... in a moment like this... I go back to being a teenager because this is that exact moment where she wants to make out with Mark. No. And yes, you do. Shut the fuck up. The way you're saying it, you 100% not only want to, but you're going to. So
no,
let's
you know
skip.
What's gonna
happen. Hold on, let's
Bobby's
skip.
Bobby's going to come back and say, why'd you make out with Mark Norm? He's never coming out of this fucking show.
No, but
again.
He's going to be shoving food into his face at that time. So
it'll be worth
it
not to come
Wait,
back.
Yeah, if Bobby, if the only problem is that Bobby won't have Mark back on, I mean, let's get after it here.
Yeah. You gals need to learn how to live.
Oh, I'm living, baby.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's see who has the biggest nipples in the room. How about that?
Definitely.
I have really small nipples.
No, I have really, really tiny, tight little
nipples. I think
it's
the tiniest.
It's got to be Mike.
Let me see.
It's
got to
be pepperoni.
You have the tiniest, you're saying.
I swear.
Smaller than Mike.
I bet you Racine got big old fat nipples.
I got smallest nipples.
Yeah. I just look at him. Look at his fucking face.
But you have amazing arms, Mike. You might have the best arms in the room.
No,
you're crazy, dude. Are you nuts?
That's a fat.
Oh, that's a try.
He's got a decent try. That's
no, he's
it.
Ripped.
There we go. Okay, all right.
He's pretty
My
ripped.
My chest is like a mess, though.
Yeah, you got bitch
I've
tits.
Yeah, I've had tits since I was 10.
Pull that
yeah,
shirt up,
that.
Puppy.
Yeah, let's see the nipples. Get it on camera, though.
Come on, everyone.
Let's get
that.
A little shock jock radio.
But keep the ears hidden. Right.
You're going to talk about cheating, but not your nipples.
Yeah. I didn't cheat.
Whatever. All right, you're lifting it up, for God's sakes. You started to.
This is getting weird. What are we doing?
He's starting to do it.
All right, Lauren, give Mike a blow belly.
Blow belly?
Or a raspberry?
A raspberry.
A blow belly?
We call it a blow belly. One
nipple. You're taking it up from the top?
Like this. I'm mad that top. I knew
that. Yeah. Oh, Mike's
pulling. He doesn't want to show us his shit.
Oh, my God.
That's not a bad nipple.
It looks like they are filled with milk.
What about these nipples?
They're cute.
Mike's nipples look like Deep Blue's arms.
I got the smallest nipples.
Let's see the cheerio nips.
Yeah,
mine are way smaller than that.
These are nice nips.
Those are small for size.
These are nice nips.
Oh, my God! What is that?
Those are the tiniest nipples I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
Life.
Very small nipples.
No. Let's see your nipples, Mark.
I can't do it.
Why?
You're shirtless online all the time.
I feel uncomfortable with the nudity.
What? You're not nude. It's just a nipple.
All right, we'll get back to you. Lauren, let's see the nipples.
I got pierced nips. It's weird.
Wait, is this trick not going to work? Jesus.
All right. What if we touch nips?
Oh, that's not bad.
Overshirt.
No, not overshirt.
Come on.
I touch nips with you every time we hug.
Why don't you want to make out with Mark?
Because I don't know. Because
it's fun and she might enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah. I might get
that's not fair.
It's like girl code bullshit. You have to do that.
No,
oh, we
not.
Can't.
It's a great show.
That's not great radio. Those nipples are insane. Have you ever had? Are you self-conscious about your nipples? I know your height, obviously.
I'm not very self-conscious about my physical body. The only thing I'm self-conscious about is my asshole specifically.
I thought you were gonna say
act. No, I like my act. I'm happy with it.
Yeah. A little dirty.
I like your album. I listened to it once.
Thank you.
If Balls
thank you.
Could Talk, great
thank
name.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, good name.
If these balls could talk.
Oh, whatever.
Appreciate it. But
on
I'm
iTunes.
Not, I'm really not self-conscious about my body or anything about it. I probably should be, but I'm just not.
No, you look great. You're very compact. I think it's nice. When I was a kid, all the little guys, they were cooler. Like, they were like the cool
what?
Guy. It looked cooler because they were little. I was lanky.
No.
I had long
and neither that's in your head. Were cool.
That's in your head.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe you're right, but I was always lanky. No one ever thinks of me as, like, tall. They think of me as lanky and goo. Like,
yeah. It's still tall.
That's tall.
I think being tall is just, it's a huge advantage.
It's
in
superior.
This country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really.
Not if you're tall like Joe is, though. Not if you're tall and lanky.
That's
agree
what I'm
with
saying.
Joe. Yeah, I agree
but
with
you.
That.
Can work you. Out or put some meat on, I feel like.
I look great. My torso is pretty. I'm right. pretty ripped right now.
No.
I am.
You also, no matter how ripped you get, you're always going to look like a skinny nerd.
Oof. Damn.
That's not true.
That was harsh.
You're fat and brown.
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 Brown is.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a skinny nerd look. Like, you could fucking.
No, I know. It's a bummer because I'm not a nerd. I have no nerd qualities.
Yeah, you really aren't. You're not that smart.
Like, I know. People think that I'm a chess player. They're like Star Wars and wrestling. Yeah, I hate wrestling. I don't like Star Wars. Sci-fi. I was a terrible student. Sci-fi, I can't stand.
You love sports. You're alcoholic.
Scorsese, herpes. Alcoholic. I got laid. I'm obsessed with pussy. I mean, I'm obsessed with pussy, but I like getting laid.
You're good socially.
I'm pretty good socially, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're pretty good.
So friends. I'm hosting the show. I got a lot of friends. Never had a problem making friends.
Yeah.
But right. I got an overbite and bad teeth and a big forehead and glasses, and I'm skinny and a high waist.
Your
and
breath
I can go
smells.
On. Is that true?
No.
Oh, all right. Jeez.
Have you gone with the nerd act, you think? Have you leaned towards nerd in your act over the years?
So.
Just like
no.
I don't
do any nerdy jokes.
All right.
I am insecure. That's a real thing that I'm talking about. And I'm anxious. But those aren't... I guess those are kind of nerd qualities.
Because it's like being the fat comedian who doesn't do fat jokes.
Right.
You know?
Well, but also, I'm not a nerd. So I wouldn't be weird if I did nerd jokes. I'd have to come out and be like, hey, I don't know anything about these nerds. Like Dungeons and Dragons, that's silly
but
to
sometimes
me.
Sometimes the way you look on stage... is working or not. It's complimenting your act one way or the other, whether you're playing into it or not. You know what I mean? I kind of have a similar thing where I look very nerdy, but I don't talk about... Maybe it's some have some smart references, but it's
no,
not...
No, you're posting up and shit up there.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm using these words that are...
For the people at home, Louis wearing a backwards bandana. Is that even a thing?
No,
still?
It's not.
He's got a giant radio on his shoulder.
That could be a thing. You could start... Backwards bandana was never a thing.
That
I
was Tupac.
Think.
Yeah,
what are you
Tupac.
Talking about? Slaves?
Slaves?
House slaves, yeah. They would wear the backwards bandana and
clean
floors.
See. Oh, I was thinking about
I was
it
doing
flipped
hip-hop.
Up.
I was talking hip-hop.
I see.
All right. Well, all right.
Louis wearing all
so
the
what are you saying? What are you saying? You look like a nerd Jew.
I'm just saying that it's like, I don't think I play into it one or the other, but it's what I've been told before is that like what I talk about sometimes contrasts with how I look. So it works, whether you address it or not or play into it or not, what you look like on stage versus what you talk about is part of the act. Like Vecchione, for example, is like the opposite of what we're talking about. Right? He looks like a meathead, but he's super smart.
Well, Racine is a perfect example. He comes out and you go, yeah, but hey.
That's that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but his act matches his, like,
that's
look
what we're,
and
we're
his
saying.
Thing.
That's what we're saying.
Oh, you are saying. Okay.
Yeah, we're saying that.
Well, I think he's saying the opposite. He's saying,
I mean, like, that's why I use Vecchione as a better example. But
he's like, you ladies need to wash your ass.
I do have that's a track 9 on If These Balls Could Talk.
Well, what do you think's wrong with your asshole? What are you talking about?
It looks very fucked up. It's kind of it's
well,
got
it's an
extra.
Asshole. What do you
some assholes are beautiful.
Ari Shaffir's got a crazy bad.
My asshole's fucked up looking.
Why have you looked at your asshole?
You
I've never looked at my asshole.
Never looked at your asshole.
I don't know what my asshole looks like.
Yeah,
it could be a smiley face. I wouldn't know.
Who here has looked at their own asshole? Deepu?
Who the fuck hasn't looked at their own asshole?
I can't believe you guys
I've never looked at mine.
Half of us have.
You bend over in the mirror and you look in between your legs.
Yeah. Uh oh. 4 out of 3 people haven't looked at their assholes. Sorry. What? Don't look at me like that. Don't even look at me. I'll come right over there.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll come over there. I'll kiss you on the lips, a la Lauren Norman.
You ever seen that viral video where it's these two white guys and they go in the black neighborhoods and like you got a fucking problem? They start pushing each other and the black guys are like let's go and they just rip their clothes off and they're in pink thongs and the black guys go ah and run away.
No. Really?
No.
Yeah, it's quite a social experiment.
Yeah, blacks hate gays. It's 100% true. It's a
damn.
Fact. It really is.
I would say there's a lot of homophobic people in both races.
Homophobics.
It's homophobics. That was beautiful.
That's pretty good.
That was great. Wow. Well, you're on the board, Lou.
Thanks.
Good to have you back.
So, anyway, I guess we got to start wrapping up here. I mean,
call in
sakes.
If you're black and you
what
like
do we got,
gays.
What do we got in the chat room there?
A couple of things. Someone says that Katz's nipples look like an Asian squinting.
All right.
And then someone tweeted at the show that there's a porno of a guy that looks just like Louis C.K. banging somebody, so we could pull that up if you want.
I don't like this video
porno?
Watching on radio.
Just send
no
us
offense
link.
If anyone does that. But I we're all going to be commenting on a thing they're not looking at.
Is it Louis C.K. themed where he's jerking off on the girls?
I'm not sure if it's themed or if it's like incidental. We could find out.
Right. Anything else? Anyone zinging us, hitting us, burning us, hate us?
St. Alfonso says, congrats to Bobby on getting Heinrich Himmler to guest host this week.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's about
that's his thing.
I've heard that one before.
Really?
Who's
that?
Like Himmler?
Himmler. That's like Hitler's second-hand guy. Yeah. He looks like I tweeted this recently. Put it on Instagram.
Now I'm seeing him.
A little bit, but he looks exactly like Terry Francona. I'll pull it up on
Can I ask you this, Gomez? Coach? Can I ask Gomez a question here?
Yeah, yes, sir.
You've said the N-word. You've said blacks hate gay, blah, blah. Is it so fucking nice to be Puerto Rican and just be able to say that shit?
Yeah.
If Mike said that, it'd be a different ball game.
I don't know if it would be. I mean, I think people... I guess people don't care because of, but like Big J says it, Dave says it. We've just gone too far, so it's like who gives a shit at this point? If anybody ever came at me for anything I've ever said, I literally every time I can go, oh, we were kidding. I mean, I'm never calling a black dude the N-word in anger. It's always out of fucking like that's the thing. The people get in trouble for like Hulk Hogan or fucking Kramer.
But you don't worry about like the At Midnight Bookers seeing that and not.
They're not gonna fucking.
They're not booking
anyone. No, I mean they're not. Either they're gonna book me. Or they're not gonna book me. I mean I've gotten on TV. People know what I do, you know. Yeah, maybe there'll be some shit that I'll lose out on, but I don't know. I'm getting fans. I think the most important thing is get fans.
Yeah, there's something freeing about that. Just fuck it.
Yeah, I tweeted that recently. I was like, I imagine what it's like to have herpes. It's like, at first it sucks, but then you're like, all right, fuck it. It's kind of great now. I don't have to worry about it. So,
all right.
Yeah. That's the key to wrap it all up, I guess. That's the key with however you're doing is to get fans to come see you.
Yeah, yes. I'm not depending on the industry to get fans. They've never given me anything before, so it's like I've built fans by myself, and I'll just keep on doing that.
Gives you the strength to be racist.
Yeah. Well, it's not racist. It's just joking about whatever I want to joke about. I think we all do. You know, like anybody, you could find anybody, if you really wanted to, you could take anybody from any podcast, any other stand-up sets. You can cut a moment out of context and make people look like they're racist or hateful or whatever. I don't know, like you see that chick who, you know, with the SNL tweets, like she's deleting 2,000 tweets.
Brutal.
And it's, she's doing that because, not because she has 2,000 bad tweets, because she's going, fuck it, I don't want to sift through every tweet and have to worry about what is what, so let me just chop them all off.
Yeah, it's all silly, and we're all very irreverent guys. We're being fun.
Irreverent's fun. We have dead nerve endings, and we got to go hard, you know, to make get a funny thing.
Oh, we're being funny. I mean, it's all, like you said, I don't think any of us are sitting around going, hey, boy, these fucking people, we should execute them, these pieces of shit, whatever.
We're seen.
No, yeah. I would argue comedians are some of the best
only
people.
On my podcast.
I think that, the best people I've met in my life.
We make these jokes because it's so silly to be racist or whatever.
And by the way, everyone in the world agrees. 98% of the people in the world are not offended by words. They are, when a joke is out there, the problem is there's this small percentage of people that
make a
lot
of noise.
Really fucking care. So they just go on and on and on, and they all get together, and they want to, what they do is
they're
want to.
They're winning. They're getting people fired.
They're not really winning. Nobody's really getting fired.
Bill Simmons.
They were winning, and then the backlash, part of the backlash is Trump. Yeah. To be honest,
yeah,
I agree.
I
completely agree.
Yeah. But who's gotten fired for a joke? Like people have gotten fired for saying stupid
Metzger
shit.
Metzger had people come to the office of Amy Schumer. She fought for him. What's his
face? He didn't get fired though. The point is, he didn't get fired.
Tosh had people coming after him with a rape joke.
He didn't get fired.
I know, but it's like it's a headache.
It's
a lot of work.
Fuck it, the more we just say fuck it, just say what the fuck we want. The more we do that, and the more people get in trouble for it, the more desensitized the public becomes to it. So even look at Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan really dealt with like a week of shit, and we're like, whatever. We knew the Hulkster was saying nigger. Let's get real. Like, come on. You really think Hulk Hogan was saying anything? He said it in like promos and interviews on the radio before. You know what I'm saying? So
oh,
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it really.
I hope you're right, but I think we should start attacking these people who call out the tweets. They're the problem. Let's get them in trouble.
They should be hung off a highway overpass.
Yes! Hang them up!
Very specific.
Yeah, no, I'll threaten them with violence, but I mean, what are you going to do? It's like, I think we also put a lot more value on how much of a voice some of these, because they're just trolls. They're all just trolls, right? They're trolls on the right, they're trolls on the left. They're just people that are looking for a reaction on the internet. They want to get their likes, they want to get their clicks.
Right.
It's just troll fucking mentality. That's it. Just talentless fucking trolls.
Nothing new to say, unoriginal.
So they're coming at you, but the reality is they don't actually have a voice until you start freaking out and give them a voice.
It looks bigger than it really is. Yeah.
It's like, what's her name? From SNL, the black chick.
Shit happened to Kurt. It happened to Kurt. I mean, this just happened.
I mean, Kurt's also a particularly psychopathic fucking guy, and he says a lot of crazy shit. He, like, argues with these chicks in a very...
And I would say that he kind of... It's funny he's such a
not to talk about this because it's kind of old news by now, but he's such an expert troll himself.
He's amazing.
And then he kind of fell into their troll trap.
Yeah, yeah.
And said something. It's weird that he let himself get caught up in this thing. Get caught up in it.
Well, he's not going to back down.
And we're talking about, like, literally, you can name, like, it's boring. It's in our world. It comes up in our feeds because this is our world, right? To the real world, nobody gives a fuck.
That's
nobody
exactly
cares.
Right. Yeah. My parents are always the barometer. They have no idea who Kurt Metzger is or this girl on SNL. Yeah, they don't know any of this shit. It's
my
in
mom
our feed.
Loves Metzger.
In our world, like you said. There's really, it's because there's like, there's 3,000 people talking about it, but it's all over our Twitter feed, so we're like, oh my God, but there's 350 million fucking people.
But that's happening to everybody. That's why these trolls' voices sound louder, is because they're only talking with people who agree with them. So they're all outraged, and everyone that they're friends with is also feels the same way. So everyone being all insular like this, but having these, it's like social media allows you to talk to so many people, but really you're only talking to people that think the same way as you.
It's
causing the problem as well.
We've sent copies of our Legion of Skanks episodes to Salon and two different feminist blogs to try to get them to write about us,
really?
And they just won't.
Right.
Because you want it. They want to come after you. They want to hurt you. They don't want you to
it's
want
fucking,
it.
It's hilarious to me. Like, we say so much worse shit than anything the Metzger's ever said.
No. Right?
And we sent it to them. We had fans tweeting at them, and literally nothing came of it.
That's what I think. We have that. Like, Mark and I will have a troll that writes, like, oh, you guys are horrible. You're racist. I want to be like this. You got to listen to this show over here. Like, I'm like, you would never even fucking think about us. I'm like, I was at the movie theater and this black guy was yelling the whole time. I hated that guy. And she's like, you piece of shit. And then you guys are like, how about these N-words fucking taking our whatever the fuck you guys do. And then you're sucking each other's dicks and all this crazy shit. And I'm like, go listen to this show.
Yeah, right. But you know, I think we also package it as being a really offensive show.
Are you on, what network are you on now with the show?
I just started my own podcast network.
But before you were a racist show on a racist network.
No, we're not
so
a racist
show. So if you stay
show.
On a racist, I'm just saying, like, you're on Kumia's, you're on these, you're yeah. the world you're in, is it's totally acceptable
yeah, but
to
I,
be that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's but we're not in that world anymore. We're literally three times the size we were.
Really?
When we were joined Kumi, we had a huge growth spurt recently, and I think that our fans are real comedy fans that are looking to laugh at shit that they don't get to hear in other mediums, in TV, radio, podcasts. Everyone's so afraid to play with this type of content, and YKW Media is a great example. We push it pretty far. Legion of Skanks just pushes it a lot farther, but we package it as I always compare it to that documentary. What's the comment about the joke, The Aristocrats?
Yes.
It's like nobody's gonna go. It's like, oh, you're talking about raping a baby in that joke. It's like, what are you doing? It's like, well, no, that's the joke.
Well, it's when they think you mean it that they get offended, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I guess maybe it is. But we're always just joking. I don't know. Like, literally, if you ever came to me and said, oh, well, you said this, I'd be like, yeah, I was kidding. I mean, that's it. I'm not gonna apologize for joking. Yeah. We're trying to find funny moments.
If people went through my tweets, they'd be like, this is a racist tweet. I'd be like, I know. It's a racist tweet because it's humorous.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Especially with podcasts, it's like, we're kidding, and also, we're improvising. I'm going off on an hour. I say a lot of dumb things. Right. I'm talking continuously
for
an hour trying to be entertaining.
Are you kidding me? Of course we're going to say some stupid shit.
And then they only get mad when it hits their thing. You know, like, I don't like when you talk about that, but the rape stuff is gold.
Yeah. Well, not to people being racist against, you know, white people. That's just
completely
acceptable.
Fine.
That is, like, wildly acceptable.
Well, I did a pedophile joke on Conan, and they groaned when I mentioned the WNBA.
Interesting.
Like, I'm in the middle of talking about fucking kids, but don't make fun of the Indiana Fever.
That was a great bit.
If you bring up, I did a show in Cleveland, and I brought up the black guys getting shot, and it was like silent.
That's tough, though.
It was just silent. And then I said, any Jews here? And they said, yeah. And I went, too many. And that killed. And it's like, well, why is that okay?
Well, because Jews aren't being threatened right now.
Yeah, it's too soon.
I mean, that's the reason.
It's the maxim.
I'm not saying I agree with them, but that's the reasoning behind it.
It's the time.
Yeah, the Jews aren't getting shot in the street.
Also, Ohio is a weird place with race stuff, man.
Oh, segregated.
They got a very weird vibe there when it comes to race jokes, period. And
granted, also, black people have been shooting each other in the streets for years.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
well, that's true.
But that's not... anyway.
But, I mean, But there's not a whole thing of controversy.
Yeah, but they all deserve to die. I'm kidding.
They can't stop.
All right, on that note, we got to wrap it up here. We got sets, for God's sakes. And we're the show has been on. We're going 3 hours right now.
No, we're not. We're an hour and 40.
I'm fucking joking, dog. Come on, bro. I've only been posted up for 71 minutes. All right, let's go around the room as we like to do here. Louis Katz, where do you got coming up, for God's sakes?
You could see me at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, November 3rd through 6th.
I'm there the week after you.
Oh, cool.
How about that?
I'll leave a secret note for you.
A note in the pillow.
Yeah.
On the pillow. Where else? What else? Twitter, Instagram, all that shit?
Louis Katz. You just use my name and find me. I don't know what the handles are.
Louis is spelled O.
L-O-U-I-S-K-A-T-Z. Yes. Look me up. Check out my album. I'll have a new album sometime soon.
Yeah, If These Balls Could Talk. Hilarious album. Hilarious guy. It's great. Mike Racine.
Yeah, my half-hour special premieres this Friday on Comedy Central.
Is this coming out later or are we good?
This comes out this Sunday.
This Sunday.
The night before.
Racine hit up every podcast to do it the week of his special, and they, none of them come out until after.
Yeah. That's great. And then check out Mike's two Conans on. Go to teamcoco.com. Mike Racine, R-E-C-I-N-E. And leave a nice comment. They're on YouTube. And leave a nice comment and give a thumbs up and shit, because these comments are bummers. And Mike is one of the best. I've talked about this before. One of my favorite comments of all time on YouTube, Mike Racine's first Conan, which I lost a Creek Award to you, best late night that year.
It was a better set, though. I mean,
yeah, probably. You're probably right. But one of the comments said, this guy is great. Cool, calm, collected, hilarious. If I did stand-up, this is exactly how I'd do it. I love that comment. If I was going to do stand-up, I'd do it perfectly at the highest level. That's what I would do. Thanks. Well. All right.
That's tough medium to say it.
Well, I think it's funny, and it usually gets a laugh and is hilarious, but whatever. Fuck that guy. You guys are on his side. Mark Norman, what do you got going on over there, buddy?
Skip the podcast.
Yeah, because he's stiffing me purposefully. He's got his arms folded. He's staring at me. You. He's been trying to coop the fest.
I'm not cooping it.
Whatever this is.
I'm not cooping it. Oh, Louis and Mike, you guys do your plugs, and then you just leave for ours?
Yeah, that's nice.
I really got a piece.
What are you doing? I'm coming to your show.
That's nice. Louis, where are you going to be, baby?
The 9th of October, I'm going to be, that's this Sunday night, when this podcast comes out. I will be at Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Chameleon Club. Got a bunch of other stuff coming up in November and December. Go to GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks and the Real Ass Podcast. And also, check out my mixed martial arts show with the UFC middleweight champion, Michael Bisping, every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on SiriusXM Rush 93, The Countdown.
Mark Norman.
Hey, hey.
We're the monkeys.
Going to San Francisco Punchline in October. Come out to that, please. Doing Schtick or Treat in L.A. and New York and during Halloween time. That's going to be great. I'm doing my special hour for Comedy Central November 17th at the Synagogue in Lower East Side. It's going to be a hot one.
Louis.
The ticket link isn't out yet.
The Synagogue?
It's at a synagogue. Sorry.
What's it called?
It's called the Angel Orenses Foundation. I don't know. It's 1829.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. So there's a lot of weird writing on the wall. I don't know. Hebrew, I believe. But yeah, so it's going to be a doozy. The ticket link will come soon, and hopefully we can all come, and I'll be in Australia. Every Schumer date, I keep getting all these tweets like, are you doing the opening for Schumer? I'm opening for all of them. So come out to all of them. It'll be fun. And yeah, give me a hoot and a holler. Hit me on Instagram and Twitter at Mark Norm. Thank you.
Dave, you want to plug anything, buddy?
Well, just thanks for having me. It's good to watch you guys today, and I have a podcast called Sex Actually.
So Sex Actually?
Yeah, we talk dating and stuff, and interview a lot of comics, so when you're in L.A., if you want to do my podcast, Sex Actually, we'd love to have you.
We're all set, but that sounds great. I mean, no, I'm just kidding. I'd love to do that. Louis, you're in L.A. a lot. You post up there. yeah, that sounds great. Check out the podcast, Sex Actually. Go to Mark's special, November 17th. And Lauren, let's close this out with a big kiss.
All right.
You want to plug Bobby's kids?
Hold on, wait. Make out first.
Why?
No, don't make
kiss
a big deal out of
mouth,
it. Just a kiss,
Lauren.
A lip.
On the lips.
A kiss. Oh.
On the lips. Right, come on.
All right, the other cheek.
All right, do you want to read the date?
Just watch date rape.
Super creepy.
Sorry, everybody at home. We're trying to have fun here.
All right, Bobby's on his True Story Tour. You can go to robertcarleylive.com and check out all his dates. Tomorrow he'll actually be in Pittsburgh at Homestead, Pittsburgh Improv. October 6th, he will be at Last Laugh. 6th. Last Laugh at Erie, Pennsylvania. Also, if you want to come in and be a guest for and sit on the couch in the studio, just email us at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. If you want to send anything for the shelves, any original artwork you guys have, 117 McDougal Street, attention Robert Kelly, New York, New York, 10012. Also, make sure you guys download the Robert Kelly You Know What Dude app. Become a premium member. It's $1.99 a month, and you get all the good stuff. We just dropped the Creeps for Kids on, so you guys will be able to get that. Plus, all the recent 10 episodes you guys will always get.
All right. Sorry about hitting on your girlfriend there, Dave.
I should have done my plugs before, Bobby.
No,
that was stupid.
You can go last.
All right, great. Well, I'm going to also be at... I just looked to Louis Katz and he's gone. I'm going to also be at Sunnyvale Rooster Teeth Feathers November 10th through the 13th. Doing a bunch of Louis dates. I don't know which ones exactly, but I think I'm doing the majority of them. So go see Louis C.K. But I'm getting similar tweets asking me where I'm going to be, but I'll be on most of those. And then check out Tuesdays with Stories every Tuesday. It's free, and it's funny, and we're silly, and we're gay. And my album, Are You Mad at Me, on iTunes. I think a lot of you went out and bought it and posted and commented. Please go buy that. Leave a review, a thumbs up, the whole nine. And thanks for listening. Deepu, you got anything?
No, got nothing. Just subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Any last dumb comments from these animals?
Are you still doing that web series?
No.
Oh,
dude,
thank God.
That was a fun little brief thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm bored or sad or horny, I just stop and think about that for a moment. Really yuck it up.
Yeah, that was a fun little bomb. It was a good time.
Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. And Bobby will be back next week. And his health is fine. I'm just kidding. And go see him on the True Story Tour. And thanks very much. I love you. I appreciate it.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.